Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Alright, we are back for another week of N4G Radio, and if you haven't heard that enough now, like 145 times.
Oh, is this the 145th episode?
I think so.
So we're five episodes from 150?
From 150.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It seems like only yesterday we were on episode 100.
Second longest running podcast on the internet.
Really?
I think so. I think the only people that's been running longer than us is Major Nelson.
Nice.
No, there's actually a couple I can think of.
Why don't you tell us? Why don't you inform us there, Mr. Podcast?
Video Game Outsiders. And
what episode are they on?
They're almost to 200.
Do they do them once a week?
Yeah. And
so we're not the second. Come on, Zero. Get your facts straight before you start saying stuff.
I don't want to. I just want to claim things that aren't real.
Okay, we're probably the fourth longest running podcast.
I bet we're the number one longest running podcast with N4G in the name.
Yes.
I will guarantee it.
Yes.
I will make up my own records to sound important.
If it makes you guys feel any better, it's the number one long running podcast that I've been on.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think that makes four of us.
There you go. Look at that. Hey, guys. Yeah. Congratulations. What a milestone.
I still haven't been invited on Major Nelson for some weird reason.
I know.
Yeah.
Me neither. I thought we was boys.
Yeah.
I thought we was tight.
This is Fred Rogers.
Hey, Fred Rogers is back to make us all uncomfortable with his sweaters.
And also back we have Killer Wolverine.
Yeah.
Killer Wolverine is back.
But he's not here. He's not really here.
I am not.
He came from another world.
Indeed. But we all knew I came from another world, so.
Another world? Like that spin-off TV show in the 80s?
This is a terrible intro for us.
Dude, every week is a terrible intro.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes.
Let me bring it back.
They mostly come out at night.
Greetings, programs.
Mostly. So we have Gambus Con with us. Gambus the Pimp Con.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Smooches.
Oh, God.
I think he brought back smooches. I don't think that word has been around. I don't know anybody that smooches anymore, except for Gambus Con. Get his smooch on.
Smoochie!
And we have the I have not finished Mass Effect 2, Ryan Wambold.
Oh, yeah, I know that I said I would have it finished by this week, but I did not.
In the end, Ron Jeremy dies.
You bitch!
The Hedgehog dies.
Oh, man.
Sonic the Hedgehog shows up out of nowhere and then is suddenly decapitated.
Could you imagine Ron Jeremy dressed up as Sonic the Hedgehog?
I think I've seen that picture.
No, that's Mario, isn't it?
Huh?
He's dressed up as Mario.
Yeah, I was making a joke.
That's a terrible joke. I don't even know what sound that was.
That was the fireball sound, dude.
Well, I know that, but it was just kind of weak.
Yeah.
All right, so do some fondling. Why don't we do some fondling? Because this isn't going anywhere. Hold on. Gambus is going to... So we'll be back in an hour because it's time for Gambus Con fondling.
This is going to be very, 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 very short.
Oh, this will be new.
Yes.
All right, Gambus Con. Talk about it.
I played the Xbox 360 downloadable game called Chime.
Chime?
Yes, it's very cool. I downloaded it. I bought the full version.
Isn't that like if you buy it, don't the proceeds go to some charity?
Yes.
What charity?
I do not know.
Well, it's a good thing you supported something you don't even know. It might have been something you don't agree with.
It might have been bringing back the Nazis or something. I mean, you don't even know.
It is Microsoft.
There you go. You don't even know what it went to support. Yeah. It could have been like, buy this game and we'll kick 10 puppies in your name. I mean, how are you going to feel when those...
anybody else.
How are you going to feel when those puppies grow up into full-grown dogs and they curse you because they were kicked in your name?
Wow.
That would be a dilemma.
How are you going to feel when it's your money that made it possible for Tanya Harding to return to figure skating? You don't know what it's going to.
You don't even know what you supported. Well, anyway, let's talk about the game itself. Is it like $5?
Yeah, it's a really awesome game. When you first look at it, it looks very similar to Lumines.
Oh my god!
Game is on. Supports kicking puppies.
You bastard!
I know. Oh my god. Yeah, it looks kind of like Lumines, but it's a very, very difficult game to describe. It's not like the pieces are just dropping; they just kind of appear. And what you try to do? Have anybody of you played the game?
No.
Okay. What you do?
Neither is Killer Wolverine. He didn't answer, but it's not
no,
on his
I
list.
But what you do is these pieces just appear in the middle of the screen, and what you do, you can rotate them just like a Tetris piece or a Lumines piece. And what you have to do is fix them, put them all together like a puzzle.
So it's a puzzle game.
Yes. It's a puzzle game. And what's interesting is that, like, when you form a, square area, like a, 2x2, it has to be at least a 2x2 grid area. There's this wave that goes back and forth, just like in Lumines.
Lumines?
And it adds to the music when it crosses...
Oh, it's a music puzzle game?
Yeah, when it crosses the threshold of the 2x2 grid area that you created using the puzzle pieces. But the twist is...
What a twist!
Is that you can create puzzles within puzzles.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
You were the killer the whole time.
Dude, yeah. You just blew my mind.
So you can create puzzles inside puzzles, because once you complete the puzzle, they still are visible on the screen.
Well, certainly.
Yes. And so you just keep on making them.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah, within each other. And
there's
like different colors and different layers. And then it just starts getting really complex. Like, it's a good game. It's got a pretty cool soundtrack. I think there's only like four music tracks. The notable ones, one by Orbital, which is really cool. It's got this kind of like, I don't know, kind of like this like this female voice, like and there's another one. You like that one, Bat? You like that? I thought you liked that. Yeah.
What's up?
Sorry, I had to take my headset off for a second.
But,
that was hilarious.
I'm getting choked up about myself. There's another song. There's a song by Moby where it also has like a female vocalist one.
Wow.
And it is awesome. It really is awesome. It brings peace and prosperity to my heart.
Interesting.
Yes. And I'm helping a charity, which I do not have.
You don't even know what it is.
I don't even know what it is.
You don't even know what charity it is.
It could be the reconstruction for the Third Reich. I mean, I don't know.
Third Reich?
Third Reich.
Reich.
Reich. Reich. I thought you were going to say the Third Death Star.
The Third
could be.
Whoa.
You could be helping to build the Third Death Star and you don't even know it.
I just blew your mind.
The third Death Star?
You're going to have the blood of an entire planet on your hands.
Indeed.
The Empire would be pleased.
Indeed, it could be something worse. It could be like all the
proceeds.
What's
worse than the Death Star?
All the proceeds could be going to develop the next fucking Twilight movie.
Oh, that is worse than the Death Star. Sparkle vampires.
Oh, my God. I'm a vampire, and I sparkle in the sunlight. Oh, my God.
Speaking of which... You can find the song Vampires Don't Sparkle on the Boogeyman's newest album that's not out yet.
Yes. I haven't listened to that yet.
I haven't listened to that track yet either. I need to, though.
Vampires.
This, whoa. Sounds like a shower.
Yeah, it does. Are you taking a shower right now, Justin?
Yes, I brought my computer in the shower. I thought I would share that with the entire listener base.
Cool.
This is me taking a shower.
This is me scrubbing my privates.
Don't forget to wash behind your ears.
Or nuts.
See, I was going for the obvious but didn't say it joke. Zero just came right out and said it.
That's a 1-2 combo right there.
What, your nuts?
Yeah. That's a combo.
It's better than a 1-2-3 combo.
Don't ever say that in bed, Gambus. Don't ever be like with a woman and be like, combo breaker.
I thought you were going to say don't ever tell a woman that your nuts are a 1-2 combo.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Jeez, OP. We're earning the explicit tag today, boys.
And not one profane word.
Nope.
It's all implied, which
exactly.
is the best part. You
it
know?
Is always yeah. the best part.
Well, it was implied until Zero just straight out said nuts.
Can you find the cat?
I bet you can.
Anyway. Make sure you wash behind the cat, too.
Oh, nasty.
Alrighty then.
Go ahead, Gambus. Move on to your next game before we go too far.
I only played one other game, and that was White Knight Chronicles.
Oh yeah.
White Knight Chronicles.
What is your opinion on White Knight Chronicles?
I really like it. I do.
We talked about it last week.
I know, but he's progressed into it more. I want to make sure his opinion hasn't changed.
Well, here's the thing.
The thing is, okay.
The thing is that the multiplayer is a little bit too convoluted, if you know what I mean.
You going to continue in that voice?
You're going to keep talking. He's stuck, I think, in that voice.
Yeah, I tried playing a multiplayer this week, and, okay, here's how it went. I was transported to this town, right? And
a town in an RPG?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
But this is a online multiplayer hub town.
Kind of like home.
Yeah.
Kind of like PSO.
Yeah. And it's just a bunch of people running all over the place. Ah, I'm running, you know.
So that's like home.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like home.
Is anybody dancing around a bubble machine?
No. I wish there was.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. So I ran around this town for like 10 minutes. Like, okay, how do I get into a multiplayer quest? Okay, and then I saw this bulletin board, and I'm like, okay, that's where I go, because it looks just like Monster Hunter.
Oh, yeah?
In Monster Hunter, you have to go to a bulletin board
right.
in order to initiate a multiplayer session. So I go to this bulletin board, and it's like, check quests, they're available. I'm like, sure, okay. So it shows all these rooms. It shows some of the rooms have one person, and some rooms have like two or three, or I didn't see any that had four people in it, but I kept clicking each room, and it's like, you are rank one, you cannot enter this room. You are rank one, you cannot enter this room. You are rank one, you cannot enter this room. And I'm like,
it's more dramatic.
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. And I'm like, no.
So what did you have to do to rank up? Did you ever figure it out?
No. I just went back into the single player game again, and gained a couple levels. I think I'm level like 13 now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still digging the single player though?
Yes, I am.
You're not horribly, horribly biased against RPGs like Zero Tolerance?
Shut up. Oh, just to piss off everybody, I'm reviewing Final Fantasy. So
suck it. Oh, snap.
And I hate it already. I'm like Tony Hawk. I've made my decision before I played it. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's a 6 out of 10.
No. Did you know how many hits we'd get if I did that?
There you go.
See, that's the propaganda. Right
see,
there.
You can't say shit like that, because now if you play it and it actually is a 6 out of 10, then people are going to be like, that motherfucker said 2 weeks ago that he was going to give it a 6 out of 10 just for hits.
Yeah.
This will be my headline, too. Final Fantasy, don't.
Wow.
It'd be like those articles I see all the time. The 10 things wrong with Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who writes the 10 things?
You know what article I think I'm going to write this week? The 10 things wrong with 10 things wrong articles.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
If you want to write 10 things I like about articles, that's cool.
That's like a movie, wasn't it? 10 things
no.
I like about you?
No, it's 10 things I hate about you, actually.
Yeah, well, I hated that movie, so.
You loved it.
Never saw it. I just hate it by principle.
It's got your boyfriend in it.
Oh, my God.
Rest in peace, Heath Ledger.
Oh.
Go ahead, Gamma.
That was a moment of silence.
That was a moment of silence, yes.
So you're still digging White Knight?
Yeah, like I said last week, if you're into Final Fantasy XII, if you liked the battle system of the 12th Final Fantasy game, this might be up your alley. It's pretty cool. It doesn't have
away from my alley.
It doesn't have nearly as deep of political intrigue as Final Fantasy XII did. It's basically more or less. A Save the Princess story.
You'll get yelled at for that.
Combined with a atypical anime about a regular guy who finds a giant suit of armor or a mech.
The fact that that's a standard bothers me.
And that he is destined to fight the evil empire.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
So if that interests you, then
why wouldn't it?
Then yeah. You've already played this game 6 times.
Shh. Yeah.
You're not allowed to talk negatively about it.
Yeah, but just like a really good pizza, just because you had it before doesn't mean you don't want to have it again.
Oh, snap. Listen
to
him with his philosophical Nietzsche stuff.
Yes. Nietzsche? No, that's not Nietzsche. Nietzsche is like... crawl in a hole and die. That's Nietzsche right there. that's Nietzsche.
Isn't it actually Nish?
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
You guys,
I can't pronounce
it. You guys
it.
Can argue about the Nietzsche, pronunciation.
Nietzsche.
The
yeah.
pronunciation.
Yeah, the pronunciation. I'm going to sit over here.
Yeah, Nietzsche's philosophy is...
oh, yeah, did you tweet?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's mostly...
Dude,
I admitted it.
The pronunciation in this episode is fantastic.
Yes.
Mostly.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Nietzsche is like, it's like negativism 101 in philosophy.
Negativism?
Yes. Yes.
I'm loving this.
Okay.
All right,
that's
done.
Enough. Let's move on.
We're moving on. Gamma's your future.
My future.
It's very bleak with pronunciation like that.
We give a one-up sound for Killer Wolverine's joke.
That was a good one. Well played. Let me see. I'd like to play the multiplayer of a game that I bought recently. BioShock 2.
Yeah, you should have.
Yes.
Put out 2 invites.
Yeah, I know, but you always play games when I'm, like, going to bed.
Well, I can't help that. That's my time.
Yeah, you never play any games during the daytime.
It's because I'm at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of us work normal jobs.
Yeah, that's,
I don't even work a normal job. I work till 10, 3 nights a week. But.
Yeah. That's the curse of working third shift. All your friends don't. So.
That's the curse.
That is the curse. Yes.
So if you got a third shift job, anybody else that did that was your friend would have to quit theirs and start another job?
You are not allowed.
Sorry, we're not both allowed to work.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, besides BioShock 2 multiplayer?
Heavy Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
Yes.
Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain. Cool.
Which, from what I understand, you have beaten
this
game.
Yes, I have beaten this experience.
Well, cool.
You've beaten it within an inch of your life?
I have.
Or its life? One of the two. And we're struggling today.
We ain't got no good jokes. Killer Wolverine's got the only good joke.
Yeah, he's...
That's sad.
K-Dub's one for one. The rest of us are swinging and not hitting anything at all.
I'm missing the pipe.
What?
I don't... See, I'm just not there today.
It's just not there today. All right.
Mario right. reference.
Yeah.
So we're gonna...
Yeah, but he didn't really swing to miss the pipe.
Okay.
All right, let's just move on.
Let's just move on, because this ain't working.
Yeah.
This is terrible so far.
Yeah. That's it.
All right, we'll move on to the wombat.
My fondling is unsuccessfully playing Mass Effect 2 and not reaching its conclusion. That's my entire fondling.
Did you play any of it?
Yeah. I played a couple hours of it.
Oh, really? What did you do in those couple hours?
Spoiler alert.
I did
missions,
but thank you, Killer Wolverine. I did two loyalty missions.
Oh, okay.
And a couple other like scattered, found on the planet missions, that kind of stuff.
All right.
My problem is, even though I know that you can go back after you've beat the game and find all those other missions or whatever,
yeah,
I like to do them ahead of time.
Same
so
here.
It's going to take me forever to beat the game.
Yeah,
I'm at 28 hours now, and it's just going to take me a while, I imagine.
Yeah, it took me 36 hours.
So I'm going to play it a lot tomorrow, though. That's the plan.
Awesome.
Because I'm off tomorrow morning. So. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, because I'll forget if I don't say it now, we should send a podcast shout-out happy birthday to the Boogeyman.
Yes.
Yeah.
His birthday is today.
He's
as
like
they're 67. As they're listening. Yeah.
He's like 67.
Yeah. Oh. He actually has applied for Social Security already.
I knew it was coming.
Yep.
Old bastard.
Yeah.
I got him a box of Just for Men.
He remembers video games.
I actually got him a box of Just for Men beard and mustache, even though he doesn't have a beard and mustache. Just because I know he doesn't have that much hair left. So I figure why waste it.
Who got him the Viagra?
Not me. I don't even want to think about that.
I don't either.
All right.
Whoever got him that was an open invitation.
Or maybe it's a, you know, they knew his cry for help.
There you go.
I feel so bad for you, sir. Your wieners.
Wow.
Broken.
Your flag is at half staff. All right, let us move on.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Yes, happy birthday.
You're old.
You'll be old man.
No, we my future fondling, I got my BioShock 2. But I haven't had a chance to play it yet because I'm still
BioShock.
Holding to my beating Mass Effect 2 before I start the single player. And I would have played multiplayer with you last night, but I was at the movies. So, it was a no-go.
Did you go with Boogeyman?
No.
Okay, because I texted him and asked him if he wanted to play, and he never texted me back. So
no.
I ain't saying happy birthday, you bitch.
F your birthday.
F your birthday.
Get your birthday out of my face. So, yeah, there we go. That wraps it up for me. Future fondling is BioShock 2.
Maybe. If you finish.
Yeah. Well, I hope to at least play some multiplayer at some point.
Somebody's phone's ringing.
Yeah, Justin.
Answer your phone.
Answer the phone.
Depending on what Gamefly sends me, I'm starting to get a little pissed, to be honest with you.
With Gamefly?
I've had Mag and Alien vs. Predator on my Gamefly list. Both of them, they don't say very low availability. They just say low availability, and they haven't sent me shit for a month.
Mm.
So it's starting to tick me off. But I got...
Glad that you haven't got Alien vs. Predator.
Oh, is it not any good?
I'll get to that.
All right. Well, it... I've also got... what do you call it? Heavy Rain on my Gamefly list.
Chocolate Rain.
And I've also got Risen, actually, on my Gamefly list that comes out on 360 next week.
Risen!
Why?
Why? Did you play it?
No. How would I play it?
Oh, I don't know. I thought maybe you got an early copy or something.
No, I'm getting it.
I really want to play it. It looks like it's going to be awesome. The PC version got pretty good ratings for in Game Informer at least. Got like an 8.5 or something like that on PC. But it's supposedly very exploration heavy, which is cool with me.
All right.
So, I really want to play it. So I'm hoping they send me that. But the problem is, if it comes down to either them sending me that or Heavy Rain, I hope that they send me Heavy Rain.
Chocolate
but
Rain.
I guarantee what'll happen is I'll have all those games on my list, and they'll send me like Mag.
Mag.
Which yes. I want to play, but not as much as I want to play Heavy Rain or
Chocolate Rain.
Alien vs. Predator, although apparently I don't want to play Alien vs. Predator.
Killer Wolverine's very angry at AVP.
I'll get to that, I'll get to
okay.
that.
Okay.
Well, you can get to it now, because it's your turn.
Because it's your turn.
Oh, well, how about that?
How about that?
Hey. How about them apples?
Oh, look at how that worked out.
yeah, a couple nights ago, me, Zero, and got a Scorched Angel and...
Fixer.
played this wonderful piece of a game. I don't know if it's me, but I might have just been agitated because I was in pain with my tooth. But it just... Alien vs. Predator, it has the right, I guess, idea, but does it wrong. I don't know. Zero, you might have more comment on...
Well, it's heavily... The problem that you run into in Alien vs. Predator Online is when you do the mixed species stuff, the number one thing that breaks the game are the special kills. Because the only thing people will do is try to run around behind you and do a special kill.
Right.
Okay, but here's the problem
I learned that in the demo, because like every 5 minutes I was getting killed by a predator from behind.
Well, here's the problem with that. When you go into a special kill, it puts you into an unbreakable animation. So if you're special killing somebody, I literally got what I called the special kill train. I was behind this guy special killing somebody, so I ran up behind him, special killed him. Another guy ran up behind me, special killed me. It was just four people dead in the span of 2 seconds, and there was nothing accomplished by it, because once you get into that unbreakable animation, you're vulnerable, and at the same time, trying to actually shoot or fight somebody is kind of worthless.
Yeah, and now in the movies that, of course, works, because it's the movies, but in a game, you kind of want to, protect yourself against that, because that's not fair, really. But what?
It's interesting also the way they break the species down, where the Marine doesn't have a special kill, so he's kind of screwed.
Right.
And also the fact that there's like 15 people online,
literally.
So it takes forever to get into a match, and then when you get into a match, you got people flipping back and forth. And the matchmaking is terrible, because it will put like your level, your rank level, 1, 2, 3. We were all like 2 and 3 levels. We were on a team, just us three or four of us, against six people who were ranked 20, 25, 30.
Which, to say something about that leveling, I don't know if it means anything besides skins.
Well, the leveling system only unlocks you skins, but it means that person's been playing the shit out of the game.
Well, right.
So that means that they've earned... you have to earn experience in order to go up levels, and the only way you earn experience is to get kills, so obviously a level 25 is a lot better than I am.
Well,
that ain't saying much.
Well, yeah. I'm terrible at the game anyway.
Because, I could be a level 25 and still get 2 kills while they just get me 50 times. It don't mean much. So, I don't know. And you're right. As a Marine, you got a disadvantage playing against an alien and a predator.
It seems like, just from the little bit of the demo I played, it seems like the game would have been a lot more fun if it really was just alien versus predator and the Marine wasn't even in there at all.
Well, even the predator has a huge advantage, because literally he has so many moves that you won't even know what to do with him.
Yeah.
He has four different weapons. He can run faster than anything on the map. He can see humans and aliens with his visions. He can jump anywhere on the map. I mean, he is unstoppable. Like, the aliens can't touch him and the humans can't touch him. I mean, he's super... If you're a predator, you're golden. Like, you can whoop anybody's ass. Like, it's not even an issue. He has special kills. His blades are stronger. His heavy attack is faster. Like, he is like super balanced.
The reason I want to play it is for the single player. Did either of you guys play the single player?
I beat all three campaigns.
What's the verdict on the single player?
The Marine campaign is a generic first-person shooter.
Right.
Which you'd kind of expect. It's the longest. It's 3 hours. The Alien campaign is extremely short, extremely easy. It's an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, that one kind of blah. The Predator is by far the best. Because it makes you feel like a total badass.
Right.
The best thing about the single player are the special kills, because they're so well animated and so gory.
Right.
I also love the predators because he has so much that he can do. So there's so many different ways you can kill enemies, from your hand blade to your gun to your spear. The Predators campaign is awesome, but unfortunately it's only like 2 hours.
Right.
So
it just seems like this game was made to be played as the Predator if you really want to get the enjoyment out of it.
Yeah. They should have just made a first-person Predator game.
Yeah. That probably would have been better.
But you still could have called it Alien vs. Predator, because the storyline, it kind of borrows from the new movies, and it kind of borrows from the comics, and it kind of digs into the lore. And I do like the Predator versus Alien thing, because once you get the vision where you can see the aliens running around, it's actually kind of cool, and fighting them is cool. Playing as the alien, you'll get sick at first.
Because you're crawling on the ceiling and stuff?
Yeah. Playing through that on multiplayer as an alien the first time just discombobulated me. I just felt like I was going to throw up, and I lost where I was going. I had an enemy ahead of me. I ended up losing him because I kept climbing up all these walls, and I didn't know where the hell I ended up.
Yeah,
it's definitely disorienting.
It was sort of like that playing as the alien in the original, as I remember.
Yeah, but and it's hard for the developer to capture something that can do all of that crazy wall crawling and stuff. So,
but they could have done a better job of making it more balanced in the multiplayer.
Yeah, the multiplayer.
I haven't played the single player, which I will probably hammer out sometime soon, because I just want to get rid of this game, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, the multiplayer, it's like, the multiplayer is the biggest disappointment, because it has such flashes of brilliance. Like, you can see where it would have been awesome. And it probably could be awesome if there were more people online, and the developers actually went in and tweaked the balancing. But with only, 30, 40 people online on a peak hour night, developers aren't going to give two shits about this game.
Right.
And it was pretty much sent to die with coming, with Bioshock's multiplayer actually being good, and Call of Duty already being out there, and Battlefield on its way next week.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like AVP, nobody's going to care in 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a shame, because it has so much potential.
Yeah, it does. It's probably the most disappointing game I've played this year. And it's not because it's terrible, it's just because it has so much that it could have done.
Right. Especially, like you said, with all the good multiplayers already out and already or will be coming out. So, and the biggest thing for me, too, that was just hard to comprehend was the controls. With the Marine, it's typical first-person shooter controls, with the triggers being the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Aliens and Predators, it's not. It's the bumpers, which...
Yeah.
Whoa,
kind
that's
of
weird.
It's stupid, because I'm used to hitting the trigger, so when now I want to fire, I automatically go to the triggers. I'm not doing anything. I'm like, oh well, shit, I gotta hit the bumpers.
What do the triggers do? What was the reasoning behind that, I wonder?
The only thing I know with the alien, I haven't learned all the controls fully. The only thing I know with the Predator, if you hold down the L trigger, it makes you and then hit the A button, it makes you leap far distances as the Predator.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, the left trigger on the Predator also locks onto enemies.
Oh,
see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it'll lock onto an enemy. Say you lock onto an enemy with the left trigger and you tap the right bumper, he will jump to the enemy and attack them. Whereas the right trigger does absolutely all four of your special moves, whether it be your shoulder cannon, your spear, your hand blade. the leaping...
Which, oddly enough, you got to pick those up throughout the level.
Well, only in multiplayer.
Well, I'm only talking about multiplayer.
Yeah, in multiplayer you have to pick up each different weapon before you can use it, and you only have so much power that you can use to use it. And if you want to regain power, you have to go to like these generators and suck the energy out of them. So,
I've got a question. When you're playing as the Predator, do you have Predator vision?
Yes, you have two different visions.
Three different visions. Normal vision, and then you have one where it let you seek out the aliens, and then one that lets you seek out the
heat vision.
The humans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you have three different visions you can switch from.
Which in multiplayer, you see the alien vision, but in the single player, it's a while before you get that. It's kind of like a story thing.
Hmm.
So it's cool the way they did with the Predator, like we said, but, I mean, the alien, meh. And then the Marine, sorry. But, I mean, if you can get good with the Marine, you can own that game pretty well.
Yeah, if you can get good with him.
Yeah, which only he's only equipped with, the standard, weapons, and then a motion sensor, which I don't know if that even works with the Predator or not.
Yeah, it does. It just doesn't. By the time you realize he's there, you're usually dead.
But I'll tell you this, though, the survival mode.
That was fun.
That's probably the most fun I had playing.
Is that the one where you're a human and you're fighting off the aliens?
Yeah. That's fun because it's like Horde.
And, of course, you know, with me being a spastic shooter, you have to turn off friendly fire. Friendly fire.
Yeah, because he killed me in a match.
Yeah, and nice. It penalizes you really severely for that, too.
He lost, like, 2,000 points.
Wow.
And, you know, just as kind of a comparison, you usually only get about 200 per match.
Wow.
It penalized him 2,000 for killing me.
Wow.
Which was total an accident, because these aliens move pretty quick.
Yeah.
So if he's in front of you, the alien, chances are when you start to shoot, he'll be in front of someone else and you'll accidentally shoot your teammate. So,
nice.
I will actually miss that, playing that online, because I think that could have been fun. They just needed more maps, because when you first start, you only have two.
Ugh.
And I think you can unlock more, but I have absolutely no idea how.
Well, I need to say, just a big disappointment. So, I will probably, pending any homework problems like I had last week, I will try to hammer out the single player on that and just get rid of it.
Yeah, so it's not very long.
How long is the Predator campaign?
2 hours.
So, we're talking total 6.5 hours across 3 campaigns.
Probably, roughly.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it sounds like the game would have been better off, like you said, if they'd have just made it a Predator game and had a 6.5 hour Predator campaign.
Yeah, I would have actually really enjoyed that, because I really enjoyed the Predator campaign the most. I didn't mind the Marine one. It's just a very generic FPS. Like, there's nothing special about it, and I've been so spoiled by games. There's one thing missing in the Marine campaign that I cannot believe how much I miss. It's called Iron Sights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not in the game at all.
Really?
There is no, you know,
aiming down the sights.
Yeah, you can't do that. Which, really, you the whole time you're playing, you're like, God, I really want to pull the left trigger and aim down my sights.
Yeah.
Like, in Bioshock, it didn't really matter, because you didn't use it all that often. But in this game, I really want to use it, because this game is dark. Extremely dark. The Marine not only has a flashlight, but he also has flares.
Wow.
That you can drop through the single player.
Hmm.
I think he has the flares in multiplayer as well.
Yeah, but what purpose would they serve?
I don't know. Like you said, though, it's really dark. I had to turn my brightness on my TV up all the way just to, you know how when you adjust the brightness, it says adjust it to where you can barely see the logo or whatever? I had to adjust it on my TV to barely see it.
Let me ask you, K-Dub, did you play the Heavy Rain demo?
No, I was meaning to, but I got stuck on this homework shit.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you a question about brightness. Neither one of these guys had a brightness issue on it, but I did, so I was wondering if you had the same issue, but...
I'll let you know next week.
Okay.
Because I really want to play the demo.
Chocolate Rain.
I know it comes out this week, but right. I'll borrow it from Zero when Boogeyman's done borrowing it from Zero.
Well, actually, you should have been here this week to borrow it, because, yeah...
Because Boogeyman didn't borrow it?
No, Boogeyman didn't borrow it.
Well, then maybe I'll borrow it, and you can borrow it when I get done borrowing it.
That works.
Nobody's going to get to borrow it.
Oh, nobody's going to get to borrow it, because you got rid of it.
Oh, snap. Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all right.
No, that's all right. I'll just trade an Alien vs. Predator towards it.
Get the fuck out of my face, Alien vs. Predator.
Well, it's still worth at least $20 anyway, because... Yeah, that's going to drop fast, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the bargain bin.
Yes.
I might have to hammer that out sooner than expected, but well. Other than that, I mean, I think we hit all the qualms with that stupid game. Yeah. Other than that, I played a little bit of more single-player Bioshock 2, and loving it. I like it so much better than the first one, and... I think I know what the first one was missing now that I play the second one.
Dual wielding.
Dual wielding. Makes it so much better.
The ability to shoot plasmids and your gun at the same time?
Yeah.
You can do some wicked shit with that.
Yeah. It's so much better. Yeah. And, let me ask you a question there, ZT. I don't think it's a spoiler. If it is, I apologize. But,
I'm gonna take my headset
he's
off.
He's gonna take his headset off. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
The plasmids, okay? I've got... You said there's 11 of them total?
Yeah.
Okay. The last one you get, is that automatically put into your radial?
Yes.
Okay, because I can't buy any more slots.
Yep.
I was wondering why that one is still there, so that one automatically goes in.
Yeah, don't worry about it. When you get that one, it will go straight into your plasmid slot. Okay. You'll know, like I said, you'll know what it is when you get it.
Right, I'm not, that's fine. I'm just making sure because it won't allow me to buy any more plasmid slots. Nope. I'm like, okay, there's the lower left corner of my radio is missing, so that's where it's going to go. Then I take it.
Yep, don't worry.
Right, just making
sure. You didn't miss anything.
Just making sure because that's what I'm worried about the most because there's no backtracking.
No, there is no backtracking in this game.
Which in the first one there was backtracking, you're if fine. I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, you're fine. This, he didn't say anything that was spoiler.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, I'm back.
But, in the first game, there was backtracking, right?
Yeah, you could go anywhere you wanted in the game. In this one, once you get on the train and go, make sure when you're playing it, once you get on that train, you're done in that level.
Yeah, which
you are done.
Kind of
you will never go back.
That's a big disappointment to me. Hmm. But, so that's why I'm worried about missing stuff. I want to make sure I get everything before I move on. So, but if that's the only real problem, then you know that's not even a real problem. But
no, the backtracking thing is only good for people who like to go back and collect everything,
which is what I do.
Yeah, but most people are just like, let me go through the game at my own pace, and this does a good job in that aspect because you don't have to worry about, oh, I need to go do this way the F back over here. You know,
right.
Like the Metroid syndrome where it's like, hey, I just beat the game. Oh, no, now you got to go find everything and every level.
Or
and
even worse, the Darksiders syndrome.
Yeah, but at least in Darksiders you could fast travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Metroid you had to fucking walk.
Yeah.
Get on your feet and walk. Or in your ball and roll.
Or in your ball and roll.
But it's just an incredible game. And it's one of those where when it was coming out, I'm like, eh, if I play it, I'll play it. If not, I'm not worried about it. Boy, am I glad I changed my opinion on it.
That was what was funny about Bioshock 2. Like, oh, I think everybody in this room, minus myself, was kind of like, it's Bioshock 2. You know, you're like, eh, I didn't really want a sequel. Right. I don't really want the multiplayer. It could probably be good. And then you play it, and you're like, wow, this game is just incredible. It's like 2010 is the year of great games.
Yeah.
Like, almost everything that's come out has been really good.
Yeah.
So.
And the multiplayer is a blast.
Yeah, the multiplayer, I am hooked. Like, I'm a level 11 or 12 now.
Wow.
I mean, I've got, like, several hours in the multiplayer, and I cannot stop playing it, even though it's just simple, standard stuff.
Yeah.
There's just something fun about it.
And it really shows you what Call of Duty did to the multiplayer.
Yeah, with the leveling system.
Yeah.
Where you earn new perks every level.
Which is good to see that other games are incorporating their version of it, because it's really good. And me and Zero played with Scorched Angel, Fixer, and Jez.
Yeah.
So, it was a good time, and hopefully you can get some more later on this week.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be playing some more of that. That's a blast.
Yeah, I really do want to play and beat the single player. apparently, I have a few more hours, so...
It's a lengthy game.
Which is fine. It allows me to enjoy it more because I don't see this game getting traded in anytime soon. But other than that, that's it.
And then this week?
More Bioshock. I will definitely try to beat the single player of Aliens vs. Predator. And when I do, that'll be going towards Heavy Rain.
Chocolate Rain!
So I think that's it. What else comes out this week?
The only other thing that comes out this week is Sega Sonic Racing Risen this week? I thought it was March 25th.
1st. I think it's 25th.
I thought it was March 1st.
Yeah, Gamefly still says 25th.
Well, it's Gamefly. They don't even send you games.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, more like Game Lie.
I think
Snap.
What's funny about this week is like this is the lowest key week of releases in a while, and it's February.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have Heavy Rain coming out, which is a big release.
Yeah.
This year has been ridiculous.
Yeah. So, but if I can find a way, if I can find a way to get it, Mass Effect.
Oh, wait, that already came out. Never mind.
Yeah.
Dynasty. I was talking about Dynasty Warrior Strike Force.
You're the only one who cares.
Out. No, I don't even care about that anymore.
So,
I was saying that as a joke.
That code for the Terminus armor, who gave you that to give
that me? Was Jez. That was a guy we played with Friday night.
Well, thank you very much to him, because when I get that game, I will definitely use it. That is greatly appreciated.
You know what the only thing I don't like about the Terminus armor is that you always have the helmet on.
You can't see your face.
Yeah, so,
it's the same with the Blood Dragon armor.
Yeah, I know. Even in conversation, you always have the helmet on.
And you always have that tinge to your voice.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't like about it.
Yeah, that
actually
totally sucks.
All the special armors like that.
Yeah,
like the
one that
say
the Cerberus armor that just they just released is like that too.
The yeah. enemy armor.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't want to say too much, but the enemy armor has a mask. You know, the Blood Dragon armor has a mask. The Terminus armor has a mask. Like, stop putting masks on my character.
Yeah.
I created their face for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be an option where you just wear the rest of the armor.
Yeah, like all the other ones. You can put a mask on the regular armor.
Yeah.
Which actually, I think after I customize my armor, I actually like my regular armor.
Yeah, I like my regular armor better.
But even though it doesn't have any bonuses.
Right.
Well,
that
kind of sucks.
If you, when you find the armor pieces around, each of those has bonuses and stuff. And yeah, it still says on Gamefly, Risen releases 2/25/2010.
Check GameStop's release list.
And Last Rebellion, too, for PS3, if anybody's interested in that.
I'm actually reviewing it this week, so... Oh, yeah, but that's kind of a low-key...
Yeah.
Like, nobody even realized it was coming out.
And then March 2nd's a big day with Battlefield Bad Company and MLB The Show.
Yeah.
And MLB 2K10 comes out this week, doesn't it?
No, it's the same week as...
The Show?
The Show, I believe. Here, I'll check my email right now.
Jesus. It's just ridiculous. March is like November.
Yeah.
March is ridiculous. You have no idea. All right, well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to go ahead and go. I actually had to make a list.
Yeah, it's March 2nd. MLB 2K10 is March 2nd as well.
Okay.
Is that the same day as The Show?
Yep.
So that's in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Sweet.
I had to get my list. Since we were snowed in the first 2 days of this week, I couldn't get out to get my Alien vs. Predator or anything, so I decided to do something I hadn't done in a long time, and that was earn 1,000 achievement points in a game.
Oh, yeah?
And I blasted through Dante's Inferno 2 more times.
Wow.
And the last time I beat it, when I was going through collecting all the shades, I beat it in 3 hours.
Wow.
That's because I knew everywhere to go, everything to do, every enemy, how to kill them really fast. But that was the first time I 1,000-pointed a game, and legitimately 1,000-pointed a game.
Yeah.
I don't count backyard football. I'm sorry.
Or Avatar.
That doesn't take much, you know, much effort.
Yeah.
But Dante's Inferno, I liked it so much that the 1,000 points didn't bother me. I actually enjoyed playing through it multiple times. I may actually do the same with God of War when it comes out, because it's just, I like playing through those games.
Right.
We talked about AVP. I picked that up the next day, which actually I did not play because the day I picked up AVP, I also bought another game, which I will save for last since everybody, that's what everybody wants to know about, which was Heavy Rain. But I did download a couple demos on the PS3. I downloaded the Sonic Racing, the All-Stars Racing, because Boogeyman swore up and down it would change my mind about the game. Because, you know, the 360 version had the frame rate problems,
right.
And I'm buying the game now.
Really?
Yes.
On PS3?
Yes. The PS3 version is smooth as butter. The controls are excellent. The frame rate problem is gone.
So it was just the 360 version.
It
was awful.
Just the 360 version was awful. So, but I absolutely really, really love the demo. It's been a long time since I played a kart racing game, and I'm like, you know what? I want to play this now. Because the PS3 version was flawless.
Interesting.
There you go.
So,
that's pretty cool.
Kind of shocked me. The other demo that I played on the PS3 that I will not be buying is Yakuza 3.
Oh, you didn't like the demo? I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Yeah, me neither.
That game is... I'm sorry, it's not for me, so take that with a grain of salt. I think it's terrible. The combat mechanic is awful. The dialogue system where you talk to characters reminds me of an old PS1 game. And it's all in Japanese, so...
Right.
But even when you talk to people on the street, their dialogue is terrible, and there is no voiceover for the just talking to people. The combat was awful because I go into this like nightclub and I'm fighting these guys, and I beat all the regular guys up, no problem. But then the boss guy comes out and he has like 16 bars of health, and I'm sitting there hitting the shit out of him, and he won't go down. And your weapons will break after they have like so many hits on them. Just not my game. I don't like that.
Is that demo up on the U.S. store?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll have to download it when I get home and check it out.
Yeah, it's
huge. I have that game on my Gamefly list, too. But
it's huge.
The demo
is? 1.5 gigs.
Wow.
Huge.
Is it long? Did you play through the entire demo?
I quit.
Oh.
I quit during the fight. I just couldn't kill the guy with cornrows.
Yeah, I played 5 minutes of the Strike Force demo, so I understand.
Yeah. Bioshock 2, I gotta give shout-outs to Scorched Angel, Fixer, and Jez, and K-Dub. We played awesome Friday night. I also have to give a shout out to Scorched and another guy on my friends list named Davo Splat.
Yeah.
We played Left 4 Dead 2 last night.
Nice.
Really?
Made it through the Dark Carnival campaign, and I found out that you don't get the achievement for beating the campaign if you're dead.
Nice.
Which I was when the chopper flew away. So I was kind of upset about that. But had a good time with that. Had a lot of fun running around. I hadn't played that game a lot since it came out.
I still need to play it.
So it was pretty fun. I did play through the Resident Evil 5 Lost in Nightmares downloadable content. Wow, that's short.
Really?
It's like an hour.
Wow.
but it is really good. It's $5, so it's hard to argue an hour for $5. You know, it just depends on if you like
Did
Resident
Evil.
Did it
just fly by when you play it?
Oh, yeah. I actually played it in one sitting. And it takes you back. The mansion is almost a carbon copy of the mansion from the first game, which makes you want to play the first game with this engine. There's an Easter egg in the game where if you hit the door 4 or 5 times, it'll come back with a question mark, and you hit it, and you go into the old school Resident Evil camera and controls.
Really?
Just kind of as a nostalgia thing, where up is always forward, and it took me back a little bit.
Yeah, and then you wanted to come back to the present.
And then I went back and turned it off. Right. I'm like, yeah, let's play this the real way now. There is a sequence in that game where they take all your weapons away, so it went back to that survival horror kind of aspect, which was really, really fun. The final boss fight can kiss my ass. Seriously, I'm so sick of this final boss fight being almost impossible because... You know, if you played Resident Evil 5, this is not a spoiler. You fight Wesker at the end
right.
of this one.
Right.
And it's just frustrating. I didn't die the entire game up until that fight, and I must have died like 5 or 6 times. Just because because when you get in there, the only thing you have is your pistol, because you'd lost all your ammo and you found a pistol on the way into the boss fight. So that's all you have is a pistol.
Hmm.
And it's just... to piss me off.
I heard... Aren't they coming out with a new edition of Resident Evil?
Yeah, it's called the Gold Edition. It'll be out the 9th. They're actually doing the DLC, one last week, one this week, and then the Gold Edition the week after.
So the Gold Edition actually has the DLC.
Yes,
included, right?
But there is something that you should know if you haven't beat the game. You cannot play the DLC.
Oh, okay.
You have to have a save file from beating the game in order to play the DLC. So
that's whether you download it or buy the Gold Edition?
Mm-hmm. At least that's what I've heard. Now, the PS3 version may be different because the two versions are different. The PS3 version has the game and the DLC on the disc, whereas the 360 Gold Edition just has the game and then the tokens for the DLC.
Gotcha.
In the box. So
interesting.
But we'll talk about DVD space in the news, I'm sure.
Yeah.
After that little fiasco.
Yeah.
I am playing another indie game for review on Xbox Live Arcade. It was called Rotorscope. It's interesting. It kind of reminds me of, like, Tumblr puzzles, where you have blocks inside of these, like, sections, and then you can turn it left, right, or flip it in order to move the blocks around and the pieces and connect them together. And it's basically like a locking mechanism, like you're picking a lock for different rooms. It's kind of cool. For the price, it was nice. It was one of the finalists in the indie game thing. So I am playing that. I'll have the review up for that this week. But it's actually pretty cool. It has a share on Facebook feature, and it also has a create your own levels and share them with the community feature, which is actually kind of cool. And since indie games can't have achievements, it has little like things that you can earn, like medals.
Nice.
So it's a fun game. It's a very great presentation for an indie game.
Really?
Really great presentation. I can't hear you. Your mic's off.
So
there you go.
Okay. I'm back. So when does this come out?
It's already out.
It's out?
Yeah, it's on the indie game. If you, I would definitely check out the demo. It's called Rotorscope.
Rotorscope.
It's actually really good. It's a really unique puzzle game. I don't know what the demo will give you, but the first few puzzles are so easy, they're like ridiculous. But once you get deeper into it, the puzzles actually get kind of convoluted and complicated, and it's actually kind of neat. And creating your own puzzles and downloading them is actually pretty fun. Yes, that is it. I will go to the last game that I played, and I got this the same day as I got AVP, and had to sit through the 4 gig install.
Mm.
which
Holy
is huge.
Crap.
But what's kind of cool is inside the box there's a little piece of paper, and as it's installing, it shows you like how to make an origami figure.
Nice.
So.
Really?
Yeah, while it's installing.
So it actually includes the paper.
Yeah, there's a little piece of paper inside the box, and you can fold it up and create an origami.
Wow.
Swan.
Yeah, I think it's a swan. I did play through Heavy Rain. The game is a very, 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 very unique experience. I love the visuals. I love the way it looks. My biggest problem is what we talked about last week, which is the walking. The walking is just ridiculous. I do recommend everybody who plays it, play it on the hardest difficulty. It's not like this game is very complicated. You will get bored if you play on the easy one because it only, you know, prompts you for a couple buttons, and they're not very complex. I loved how everything in the game affected everything else in the game. I found myself as I was playing through it, if I'd finish a sequence and I felt like a character was going to die or a character did die, I would play it over to make sure that they live because I wanted to see all four of the characters at the end. But the endings, I forget how many there are. There's a ton. There's a ton of different things that can happen in the ending. And I think when I beat the game the first time through, I saw about six different sequences of the ending, which there can be a ton. When you find out who the origami killer is, it is kind of a shock. Like, you don't expect it.
It's always the same person, though, regardless of
your
ending?
Yeah, it's always the same person because they have created a pretty deep and elaborate backstory as to why this person is the killer.
Gotcha.
But when you realize, I was actually pissed when I realized who it was because I really liked the character in the game. Like, who it was that you find out who it is. I really liked that character. It kind of pissed me off that they were the bad guy. You know, but there is one huge plot hole in the story, and I want to hear everybody talk about it when they beat it, that they never explain. Like, there's so many pieces within the game where they'll try to lead you to believe that it's somebody is the killer, and there's one piece that they lead you to believe that this one person's the killer, and it fits so well, and they never explain why.
Nice.
They never explain why that happened to that person, why that kept happening to lead you to believe it, and it makes no sense. This would not happen to this person unless they were the killer. So you kind of sit there and you're like, the most frustrating thing in the game, all I will say is electrical wires. When you get there, good luck. that will affect the story if you fail it. And that's the thing about the game is there is no game over.
Right.
You can't lose. There is no fail or not fail. It's just different outcome at the end.
So how does that affect the replay value?
I actually love what they did with the replay value because instead of having to go through the whole game, you can play through each individual chapter.
Hmm. How many chapters are there total?
There's a ton. It doesn't number them, so I couldn't tell you.
Gotcha.
But I don't even have them all unlocked because the chapters at the end are also the endings.
I gotcha.
So I think I have six pages unlocked in the chapter selection, and each one has at least 10, I think.
Wow.
So there's a ton of stuff to see in the game. And it's very interesting because there were a couple sequences where I played and that something happened that I didn't want to happen. So I went back and played it again. The cool thing is when you go back and play it again, you can choose to save or not save. So you could just play the sequence over again and see how it happened without actually affecting the outcome of the game.
Gotcha.
Without saving it. So, but it makes me wonder how many different possibilities there are, and if somebody would actually go through and do every single possibility, like let this person die, don't let this person die, make this decision. Yes, there is some weird stuff in the game. The first 2 hours of the game is extremely depressing. Like, borderline, I'm going to cry depressing.
Wow.
So, and this is the first game that you actually feel connected to the characters really, really well. And when something happens to one of them, you actually feel it. It is emotional.
Right.
When something happens to these characters.
Hmm. How long was it start to finish?
I think it took me about 8 hours to go through it once. So it is a lengthy, lengthy game. And it does drag in the middle a little bit. I had a problem with that. I was forcing myself through the middle part to try to finish it. But the ending is the ending is nonstop. It's crazy. It's actually really good. I actually enjoyed the beginning because it really brings you into the game. Like, even though the beginning of the game you're brushing your teeth and taking a shower and doing inane, stupid stuff, like setting up the birthday party at the beginning, you know, it's kind of inane stuff. There are some sequences that are just incredible. I will mention the train station is one. That was one of the biggest shockers for me. When you get to it, you'll know what I mean. There's some really, really cool stuff. I love the RE system. When you play through it, the RE system is really, really cool. So, I don't want to say too much.
Is that the thing that the detective has?
Yeah, the detective
the
uses. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I really like that. That was really cool.
It brings a slight sci-fi element to it.
Oh, extremely. But there is a side effect to the RE system, just so you know.
Awesome.
So
it reminded me of Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. And that's actually the most, and you were correct, there is no running. Every running sequence is done by QuickTime. There's some cool action sequences in the game.
Hmm.
And there's a ton of trophies depending on what you do and what you don't do. Because I actually earned a couple trophies by failing sequences instead of passing them.
Hmm.
Well, failing in the sense that I didn't do what I needed to do.
Right? Yeah.
So I went back and played them, and then you get a different trophy. You know, so it's kind of reward you for everything you do.
Gotcha.
It's a great experience. I think everybody should play through it once. Whether or not you want to buy it is a question of whether or not you actually think you're going to play through it multiple times. And if you can stomach a game where you don't actually play the majority of the game, it's more of a visual experience than a traditional game. It's not... There is no good guy, there is no bad guy, there is no leveling up your character, there is no shooting anybody. Even though there is a couple shooting sequences, but obviously you don't control them. And if you can handle doing mundane tasks like taking a piss, or brushing your teeth, or dressing yourself up like a hooker.
I mean, Gamus Khan does that anyway. So.
I really, really respect what these guys did with this game. It's not for me, but I think it's really, really good. It will get a good review from me because I really appreciate what it does. And it is one of the most emotional experiences I've had with a game. I think Metal Gear is the only other game to really tug, like, the characters are so deep. And I do want to mention that while some of the voice acting and dialogue is excellent, there are some really sore spots.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that in the demo. In the detective portion of the demo, there was some really poor voice acting. When a game like that is based almost solely around character performances, you've got to expect some bad voice acting to show up.
There is some bad voice acting.
It's not like a game like, I don't know. I can't even think of one off the top of my head. Like Halo, where there's some background voice acting, but mostly the game is based around the actual gameplay. I mean, Heavy Rain is all voice acting pretty much, so there's going to be some bad lines and some cheesy stuff in there.
Yeah, it's there's definitely some bad voice acting in there, but you kind of get past it. You kind of get over the whole cheesy lines and stuff. I mean, there are some really, really cheesy lines in that game. And there's some really questionable and hard decisions to make in the game. Because basically, you know, this guy... I don't know how much you know about the story, but not to try to spoil too much. The guy that's, you know, looking for his son.
Right.
Some of the stuff they make you do will really kind of tug at you, and you're like, right. God, you question it. And what I love about the game, one of the things I love about the game is like when your character's nervous or afraid or something like that, all the choices are shaking really fast. And this isn't a when you get to it thing. If you don't pick one, he won't do anything, and your window of opportunity is gone. So you're screwed. You know, you leave yourself open for something to happen within the game, and that's the thing, is there's so many different ways, there's so many branches to go off on. My only complaint about the shaking thing is, like, when you I had trouble discerning sometimes when you're holding buttons or doing certain actions where it wants you to tap a button and it's shaking. But if you're shaking, you can't tell if the button's shaking or not. So there were a lot of times where I would miss cues because I didn't know I was supposed to tap the button instead of just hold it because I was already nervous, so the screen was already shaking. So it can get disorienting at times, but they did a really good job of making every action you perform on the controller what you see in the game. So, like, if you're kicking a door down, you're pushing the controller forward with the motion control. Or if you're picking a lock, you're tilting the thing, or you're holding a button down and tilting it. You know, it's just... it's interesting. I don't think it could have been done any better, honestly. So it is what it is, and it's really good. Just whether or not you're going to buy it depends on how much you want to play through it. So,
sounds pretty sweet.
It is a good experience. I definitely recommend every single person play through it at least once, whether you rent it, borrow it, something. It was a really cool experience. It's definitely different.
Excellent.
So... this week, I am playing, I'm going to buy Sonic Racers, because I'm just shocked at how much better it is on the PS3. I am going to review, I got a lot of stuff coming in this week. Last Rebellion shows up this week, Lunar Silver Star Harmony shows up this week, I actually might see Battlefield Bad Company this week, because we usually get our EA stuff a week early. There's a small chance that Final Fantasy 13 will show up this week. Because you know it comes out next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they want us to review it on time. They might want to get it out this week. That game might take a few hours.
To install?
Yeah, probably.
I'm getting the PS3 version, so I don't have to install it. And I don't have to swap discs. Snap!
Oh.
And it's on the Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
And I do hope to get online and play some more Bioshock multiplayer if time allows. It depends on how much reviewing I have to do this week. I will be writing my Heavy Rain review and my Rotoscope review.
Hey, I'll take care of Final Fantasy 13 for you.
I'm sure you
will.
I
bet you would.
I bet a lot of people be a little pissed about that review. All right, now that we have talked about Chocolate Rain... and Alien vs. Predator, and lots of other stuff.
That doesn't really have a song to it.
Shut up. We're going to do some of that news we didn't do last week.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt.
Oh, snap.
Brought to you by Gambus Khan's Love Line. Call 1-900-GEEK-LOVE, L-U-V, and let Gambus Khan tell you how to get your bagok rocked. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Can you find the cat?
All right. For all those that didn't know, the StarCraft II beta keys went out this week. Apparently, scalpers are selling the keys on eBay for up to $300.
Give me a break. Ooh, wow. Did you get your key?
No, not yet. We have not got our key, and Odin am sad.
Yeah.
He is crying. We are down to one key for the beta, so I gave it to him, and he is sad. Yeah. Beta will be a good representation of Halo Reach final game.
Really?
So
let's hope that's a good thing and not a bad thing.
Apparently Missile Command is going to be made into a movie.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Of all the movies, or all the games to make into a movie.
Is it going to be called Armageddon Part 2 with Bruce?
It's going to be called Let's Watch a Whole Bunch of Lines on the Screen.
Yeah. Lame.
Apparently, Shane Bettenhausen, if you don't know who he is, he used to be an EGM.
Right.
1UP guy. He now works for Ignition. He claims there will be a DS2 and a PSP2 at E3.
Wow. PSP2 already, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, not already. I mean, I know it's been out forever, but I figured they'd delay it a little bit since they just launched the PSP Go. But
yeah, you
admitted failure.
Yeah, it kind of.
Speaking of the PSP Go, if you buy one before March 21st, you will get a free game, either Assassin's Creed or Little Big Planet.
Interesting.
Yay.
Take Little Big Planet.
Yes.
If you have the option.
Battlefield Bad Company 2 demo has been downloaded 3.5 million times.
Million times.
I am
reaching a record.
I am not one of those 3.5 million.
I am.
I am. That game's good.
I should download it, but I haven't yet.
EA Sports has reiterated that they will continue to support Tiger Woods, even after he came out and admitted all of his faults.
I've been
admitted that he thought he earned the right to cheat. Did anyone watch his conference?
No, I
saw bits and pieces.
What a miserable human being he is. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's such a joke.
I'm personally of the opinion that if you cheat on your spouse, you're a piece of trash.
Yes.
I mean, he's still a good golfer, but...
Well, there's no denying that. He's not a good human.
Yeah. He's obviously had a lot of practice of putting it in the hole, right?
Snap.
Oh!
But when you go out and say that you thought you earned the right to do what he's done...
Yeah.
How do you earn the right to... What? Well, fucking idiot. All right, we'll move on.
Yeah,
we'll move on. THQ is in a giving mood this year, because apparently they're giving away Saints Row 2 when you buy Dawn of War 2 Chaos Rising.
Huh. Wasn't the first Dawn of War not really all that great?
Well, that's why you get Saints Row 2 with it. That makes it a better game. apparently, Flight Control is going to land on the DSiWare Monday morning.
Hmm.
So, this morning. There's a new MotoGP, and it's coming to America.
And that screen looks really cool.
It does.
Blurry.
It's very blurry.
Yes.
Very motion blurry. David Jaffe continues to say he's going to make a new game. We still haven't seen anything, so make it or be quiet.
Yeah.
Bring the frickin' thing out. Apparently, Darksiders owners without a code can still get a free copy of Red Faction.
Hmm.
There's a form you can go fill out and get a free game. So go do that. I did that this week. I requested my PS3 copy of Red Faction so I could play with anybody on there that has it.
Oh,
which,
nice.
Don't know if anybody's going to have it anymore. Rock Band DLC this week is Him. Yeah, the band Him. Yeah.
Oh, who?
KSM, Marilyn Manson, One Night Only, and The Police.
Interesting, diverse downloadable content there.
Yeah.
Valkyria Chronicles DLC coming this week.
I need to buy that game again.
I got it. I got it.
Snap.
I got it right here.
I told you.
I got it right here.
Now, wait a minute. Apparently, Remedy has no plans to revisit Max Payne.
Hmm.
So they're not going to make any more Max Payne, but right. Rockstar is making.
But Rockstar is still making Max Payne,
which he looks like Sam Fisher from the original Splinter Cell Conviction, or no, Double Agent with his bald head.
Yeah.
Apparently,
he looks fat.
Rolando 3 has been canceled for the iPhone, and the series is going to live on as a free to play game.
Interesting. Cool.
Yeah, we've all seen the David Jaffe email that he posted
Give
on
me
his
a
blog.
Break. I am so sick of this crap, if I'm being 100% honest with you. You know, David Jaffe's made some great games, but I really am so... I'm so sick of this stuff. Like, just either tell us what the game is, or don't tell us what the game is.
You know,
quit putting out hints like you think you're the second coming. It annoys the crap out of me.
I can see him at his computer blogging... And he's wearing dark sunglasses, and he's got a scarf around his neck.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
Yes.
Anyway. It's such... I mean, and I understand why he's doing it, but it just annoys the crap out of me.
I'm only going to read this news story because I'm going to make a joke. Sega is replacing the broken Alien vs. Predator facehuggers that came with the Collector's Edition, but they will not be fixing the broken multiplayer. Thank you. Moving on.
Ba-da-ting.
Half-price PSN games from Capcom this week.
So, buy Marvel vs. Capcom 2, if you haven't already.
Apparently, Alan Wake is going to be rated T.
That's a little concerning. That is somewhat concerning. But, I mean, there have been some great games that were rated T, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Apparently Disney is still open to releasing Epic Mickey on the 360 and the PS3.
I hope so, because I'm going to be 100% honest with you. That game looks gorgeous, and I can't imagine not seeing it in HD.
Look at them toys. Got some Bayonetta toys.
Some
Resident Evil 5.
Some steroid-pumped Resident Evil 5 toys.
Look at them muscles.
Muscles.
All right, now we're going to talk about disk space. Apparently, Lost Planet 2, they had to make significant cuts in order to fit it onto a DVD. This sparked up a lot of conversation
over
the week.
It did
indeed. Oh, I bet.
Because obviously the PS3 guys are complaining
like, what the fuck?
They're gimping the version. My guess is that this is just a reason to sell DLC.
Yeah.
No offense to Capcom, but if this is really the case, you could have put DLC codes in the box of the 360 version
and
put
it on
all
the disc.
On the Blu-ray.
Agreed. Right. Which is what people should be doing.
Yes.
If you come down to the fact where you have content that you can't fit on the 360, but you can fit on the PS3, you should put it on the 3S or on the PS3 version, and either release it as DLC on the 360, or the 360 version doesn't have it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that sucks, but it sucks too for PS3 owners to get screwed out of content because the 360 disc isn't big enough.
Or just make it two discs.
I mean, yeah, exactly. If you, well, it, I mean, in the Super Nintendo Genesis days, you didn't see multi-plat games get less colors on the Super Nintendo just because it couldn't support as many colors on the Genesis. They just looked different. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I think this
is
a giant marketing ploy to sell more DLC.
I would agree.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because if we look at stuff like Forza 3.
Right.
Which has a second disc where you can install a bunch of the stuff.
Right.
You could do that with Lost Planet if you wanted to do it that route.
Absolutely you could.
So I just see this as a reason to sell more DLC and to cause a big fuss about it. And for no reason other than to get some press about your game.
Yeah, it's underhanded. Yeah.
I mean we're starting, you know, the at the beginning of the generation, the extra disc space wasn't necessary, but we're starting to get to the point where it's starting to be necessary.
Yeah.
And what they need to do is just make the PS3 version the full game, and then release the content you can't fit on the disc as DLC on the 360.
I'll tell you what, if it shows up as DLC and it's 108 kilobytes, I'm going to be pissed.
No doubt.
Apparently, I'm going to try to say this, Escbgaluda 2 Black Label will be Cave's last region-free shooter. So all those people importing the Cave shooters, yeah, you won't be able to do that anymore unless you have a Japanese 360. Civilization 5 was announced this week.
Hmm.
So
that's another game I need to go back and buy again is Civ Rev. I love that game.
It was a good game. It's on Games on Demand.
Is it?
You could just download it.
How much is it? It's $20,
$20,
right?
I think. Square Enix is sticking with consoles for new Final Fantasy games. So
sounds like a smart move.
I might actually buy it on the iPhone instead because I heard it has. It just looks different, but it has all the functionality of the big ones.
Apparently, for the 16 people still playing Operation Flashpoint, Codemasters is done with the DLC. They're not going to be doing it anymore. So
it's a decent game, but frustrating.
Apparently, there have been several Midway games pulled from Xbox Live. Including Ultimate Mortal Kombat, Smash TV, Gauntlet. So you can't buy them anymore. Apparently it's a licensing issue. But you can still re-download them if you own them before.
Yep.
Which is kind of sad. Apparently Midway is finally being sectioned out.
Yep.
All right, I don't know who you are. But
Richard Garriott?
Yeah.
He was
Lord British.
Yeah, the creator of Ultima.
Creator of Ultima.
That's why
and,
I don't know him.
And Tabula Rasa, which was a horrible failure.
He's coming back to gaming.
Yes.
For a game called Portalarium.
And he's also the only game developer who actually went to outer space.
I'm sorry, a social media company called Portalarium. As if we need more social media.
Yeah.
99 Nights 2 is coming to America.
Yay.
Like sweet. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. Let's get busy.
On the boats and on the planes. Apparently online play in SOCOM Fireteam Bravo requires a special PSN registration.
What?
If you pick up a used copy of the game, you'll need to buy a $20 add-on to play online.
For a PSP game?
Yeah.
That is balls.
That's the best way to put it.
Nice. Okay. Apparently Assassin's Creed 2 on the PC requires a constant internet connection.
Ubisoft's been getting blown up about it. This is the issue with copy protection. And it's funny because if you haven't read Penny Arcade's comic on it this week, it was spot on. It always goes round and round in circles where the software companies say people are pirating our games, so we need to put stricter copyright protection in. And then the pirates say, well, I'm pissed off that you're putting stricter copyright protection in, so I'm going to pirate your game. So then the play says, see, you're pirating our game. I need to put stricter copy protection in. And it just goes around and around in circles.
It's like a dance to the death.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, Penny Arcade did a fantastic comment on it, or comic on it this week that was spot on.
But it is bullcrap that you have to be online the whole time.
No, playing. I agree. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if people would stop
pirating
copying,
games?
Yeah, pirating games, it wouldn't be an issue. If people wouldn't steal, it wouldn't be an issue.
Apparently the next Quantic Dream game, which we haven't even got the latest one yet, it's not in stores yet, will focus on emotions but not serial killers.
Interesting.
Oh, God.
God.
David Jaffe three times in the news. During DICE, apparently he said that calling off cars was a mistake.
Wow.
No, what's a mistake is not announcing your freaking game. I mean, I know he probably doesn't have 100% control over that, but either stop talking about it and quit leaking information or announce it. I'm sick of it. Piss or get off the pot, David Jaffe.
God Eater is coming to North America. What a name for a game.
God Eater?
God Eater.
Hmm.
In case you're hungry for a little deity.
That's a good one.
I
like that. I like that.
Apparently THQ thinks that EA and Activision should be envious of them.
What? Why?
Well, they have had a hot streak. You know, Darksiders, Red Faction Guerrilla.
Oh, apparently Dawn of War 2 was good. They said a hot. There's one of the Warhammer games that was terrible, and I don't remember which one it was. But
Warhammer.
The next mag patch reduces on-screen clutter and helps identify medics.
Nice.
Mm.
That's a good update.
Yeah. Medic!
I'm
dying here. Somebody help me.
Battlefield Bad Company 2 includes free DLC with new purchases.
Which seems to be a recurring theme for EA.
Yeah, they're doing good with those. Apparently the Dishwasher 2 is coming.
Mm.
So,
is that some dishwashing liquid?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is.
Xenoblade is coming to the Wii. It's from the guys that made Xenogears and Xenosaga. And why
really?
We're going to the Wii, I don't know. I don't know. More Super Street Fighter 4 characters, the ones you've been waiting on.
Oh, there's Dudley.
Dudley, Makoto, and Ibuki, I believe, were the announcements.
Mm.
So those are the three new ones that were announced. Ah, yeah. Duke Nukem. Sonic the Hedgehog 4, we already talked about. Wow, we really went back a ways. Obviously, the new Assassin's Creed DLC. Prince of
Persia. I can't wait. See, that's the other thing that's keeping me from Bioshock 2 is I got to go back and beat Assassin's Creed, and I actually can't wait to go back and beat Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I need to go and do those hidden sequences that they tore out of the game to add as DLC later. Way to go. Prince of Persia: The Forgotten Sands is coming May 18th. Imagine that, same as the movie. Who'd have thunk?
It might actually be a sucky Prince of Persia game because it's a movie tie-in.
Yeah. Apparently the DS successor, as we talked about earlier, is in the hands of developers.
Interesting.
Vigil Games is releasing a Darksiders demo if you haven't played it yet, and apparently it's a very lengthy demo.
Yeah, I can't imagine that a demo would really do it justice.
Well, actually, they're giving you the whole first dungeon.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
So, apparently it's a long demo. It's like over an hour, I think.
Wow.
So, that's actually a really cool thing to do.
But is it too late? Because, I mean, who hasn't heard of how good this game is by now?
Actually, a lot of people, I imagine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Apparently, the guys who made Black are working on a new shooter.
Called Evil.
Do you remember Black?
Yep.
This
is my most interesting news item of the day.
This is weird.
Capcom is bringing Street Fighter 4 to the iPhone.
I just can't imagine
what?
It.
How is that going
to
work?
I'll have to buy it, but I just can't imagine it.
I can't imagine it actually playing that good.
Yeah, I don't see how it could work very well.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Apparently Section 8 is still planned for the PS3.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently Level 5 is working on a third Inazuma 11 game.
Which looks like a soccer game
kind. Winning 11. You know.
With anime characters.
Cryptic is planning to open up Star Trek Online.
Ships?
Ships.
Interesting.
I don't understand that.
Okay. Okay.
Apparently there's a good chance that the motion controller for the PS3 will be supported by Heavy Rain when it comes out.
I can't see any reason why it shouldn't be.
Fable 3 will include a new continent and some new races. Resonance of Fate, dated for March 16th. Yeah, we're back to last week.
Yep.
So we're pretty good.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of curious about Resident of Fate.
You know, I'm going to try to get into these questions and see where we left off. You guys can feel some air while I'm looking.
Let's do a dance. Do, do, do,
I think we did that one. Do, do,
do, do. I'm dancing.
We didn't answer the question about... We didn't answer that one.
What, Metal Gear Solid?
We didn't answer that one, because we didn't answer whether there were any lefties in the room, I don't think.
Okay.
God of War 3, yeah, we didn't answer that one.
Because we did
we
that
didn't
one.
Answer that one,
yeah,
I don't
we
think,
did.
Either.
Yeah, we did this. You weren't here.
Oh, gotcha.
Maybe you weren't here for this
maybe
one.
Maybe I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah, we did the Dante's Inferno.
I keep forgetting that I missed a week.
Yes, you did. I keep forgetting that I missed a week.
All right,
if I'm going to start reading this, and if you remember if we did it, Jason or K-Dub, speak up.
Alright.
Eddie Bishop says, hey y'all, I wanted to get your thoughts on something I've noticed lately on M4G.com. By lately, I mean for a couple years. But lately, actual gaming news is overshadowed by wild speculation. Meaning more often than not, I will see... Yeah, I have my frickin' email open. Thank you. If I can get it, go. Will this be the year the PS3 finally shines, or is $50 worth Xbox Live anymore? N4G is my main source of gaming news, but there's a lot of that, and it just annoys me. Not only is that cited at all, but it's usually the same crap over and over again, each year, month, or week. I would rather see more articles on why Splinter Cell was delayed, or PS3 sales numbers, you know, actually newsy stuff. And this doesn't really include top 10 lists or whatever, because I know those are to be expected at the end of the year or decade, but it's just the speculation and question stuff that annoys me, and it's more about console bashing than anything else, which I know you guys aren't fans of. Does anyone else notice this? Because it feels like I'm taking crazy pills over here.
No, you're not taking crazy pills. Unfortunately, it's the entire gaming community is dominated by fantastic rumors and blog sites and that kind of stuff lately. And because N4G is an aggregator, it pulls everything together. So, you know, and people write stuff specifically knowing that it'll end up on N4G and
they use those
start
headlines.
A riot. Yeah.
They use those headlines where it's just so misleading.
Right. Flame bait headlines. Any headline with, I'll tell you this, when I scan N4G a lot, when I'm reading down through N4G, any headline that has a question mark in the title automatically gets ignored by me. Because it's just ridiculous. There's no reason for articles like that, in my opinion.
Most of those articles are crap anyway.
Yeah, they are.
Some no-name site, you go there and you read it, and they're just like, I feel this because I'm mad. Yeah. I'm mad because I can't play this game.
Yeah, I mean it's the positive and negative not only of N4G but of the entire internet community is that the internet gives everybody a voice if they want one, but the negative of that is that the internet gives everybody a voice if they want one. For every good legitimate journalistic article that you read, you're going to have six or seven crappy blogs that don't do anything except incite flame wars because that's what our community has degenerated into.
Well, that's the big thing is nowadays. It's just, I've gotten so frustrated lately with people getting out there and just wanting to bash the shit out of something. Always finding a reason not to like something. And it's just, it's gotten to the point where it's just sad anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a funny back and forth with Frustrated Fury the other day on Twitter about that, and we joke with each other, we call each other fanboys, and we were just going on, and it was just like, you know, this stuff is just getting old. I read too many articles about why Mass Effect sucks, why God of War is not going to be a good game, why the PlayStation 3 is a failure, why the Nintendo Wii is useless. I am so sick of reading this crap. If you want to play a game, play a game. If you don't, then you don't need to go out there and complain about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to go out there and yell, I don't like Mass Effect. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if you don't like Mass Effect. Nobody's going to... You don't need to justify the fact.
Hey, I care.
Do you really?
No.
Man, why don't you go out there and make a site about why you hate... what's that game you hated for the DS? The one that whooped your ass, Sharon the Wonder or whatever? Why don't you go out there and just make a site, 10 reasons I hate about you.
10 reasons I hate about you?
I figured we were on bad grammar today. Oh, I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. It dominates the internet as a whole.
It's sad. It says, anyway, this is more of a rant to get off my chest. I figured this would be the best place. Love the cast.
Thank you.
P.S. A Family Guy soundboard as special guest would be appreciated. We've done that a few times.
Yeah, we have.
Rogue.
Old question, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a we're in January questions. I recently stumbled, this comes from Rogue, says, I recently stumbled across your podcast about 4 months ago surfing iTunes, and I have enjoyed every last minute.
Oh, thank you.
I'm mainly a PC gamer, but these days I want to get a console. Mm. I know your motto is play games, not consoles. I figured I would ask for your input on this. I have a PS2, hardly ever used, and when I would play PS2, I love the selection of RPGs, Metal Gear, and Armored Core games. I've asked my friends, and they all have 360s, only a few have PS3s or both. My question to you, gentlemen, what are the pros and cons of each system? Does each one have a better selection of type of games I enjoy over the other? Example, RPGs and shooters are my main enjoyment, and the games I'm looking forward to are cross-platform like Brink and Darksiders. So I can't decide what console I should go with. I'm leaning towards Xbox, but PS3 has free online play. Your thoughts? That's tough.
That is tough, because you've got some games in there that aren't gonna, like Metal Gear. I mean, you're gonna get Rising on the Xbox, but if you want to play Metal Gear Solid 4, you gotta have the PS3.
Yeah.
If most of your friends have Xboxes, and you like to play a lot of stuff online, Xbox probably isn't a bad choice. Especially if you like shooters.
Yeah, shooters are usually better on Xbox, and Xbox Live is usually a better experience.
Yeah.
Even if it does cost money, it usually is a better experience.
But at the same time, if you're into multiplayer shooters, I mean, you already have a gaming PC.
Right.
If you got a gaming PC, you could probably skip a lot of the 360 shooters.
Yeah.
You could.
Is it just me, or am I having deja vu?
Yeah, I'm having deja vu as well.
Did we read this question?
Did you guys answer this question already?
Because you said, I mean, we all agreed that it said that we...
Yeah, I think we all agreed that PS3 would actually be maybe
his best bet.
A slightly better choice.
Okay, maybe we did read this question. Well, we just reiterated it.
There you go. So it sounds like you might be better off with the PS3 unless your big focus is playing multiplayer games with your buddies and they all have Xbox.
All right, well, we'll move on to the next one, which I think we might have answered,
I think we answered that one
as well.
All
right, we'll skip that one. We talked about Mag. Tortellini1 wants to know about what we thought of Mag, and we talked about that, and I actually played with him. So we definitely like Mag, those of us who have played it. Which just leaves you as the odd man out.
Yeah, I know. And like I said, hopefully Gamefly will send it to me. But we'll see.
All right, Sam in Seattle says, I'm quite excited for Metal Gear Solid Rising, but a little apprehensive at the same time because Kojima doesn't seem to be focused on Rising as he has been with previous Metal Gear games. He's more focused on Peace Walker.
Yeah.
So I'm a tad worried that the Rising team will incorporate something into the story or some type of new gameplay element to the MGS series that will take away from its MGS-ness. This encourages me to think that although Rising may come to be a great game, I don't think it will be a good Metal Gear game. So what sequel to another franchise are you worried about being changed and why?
Well, I was worried about BioShock.
Yeah.
But apparently my fears on that have been allayed. Although I still don't, and I haven't played it yet, so I will probably be proven wrong, but I still don't see how it can have the impact of the first game. Because the first game was basically a comment on the entire media, or medium. So,
medium!
But other than that, I mean, I can't think of another sequel that's coming out that I'm afraid won't live up to the hype or the...
Yeah, all the sequels being handled, God of War 3 by another team with a different director.
Right, but...
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about Crackdown.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Crackdown.
I'm kind of nervous a little bit about Crackdown, but at the same time, I think that it being a first-party game, I don't have much to worry about.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a game that I'm a little bit nervous about, not because that I don't think it's going to be a bad game, but that it might go a little bit too far away from what the series is supposed to be about, and that is the Metroid Other M game.
Mm. I'm actually excited about that.
Yeah,
me too, but I just think it's going to be only in Metroid in look, but not in feel, because Metroid is all about isolation. You versus the aliens.
I thought Metroid was always about the going back. Like, that was the feel of Metroid. Like, you see something, and then you get something later, and you're I can go back.
You get
the thrill of backtracking before it got tedious.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which I agree. I don't think Other M is going to have that. I think it's going to be more action focused, but that actually is what excites me. Because
it just won't be. It'd be like, I don't know. It'd be like if Mass Effect
became more of a shooter. Hey, it did. It was awesome.
No, I mean it's like if Mass Effect turned into like the actual gameplay turned into like Twisted Metal or something.
Hey, as long as it was good, I wouldn't care. And with this being handled by Team Ninja, being overseen by Nintendo. Anything overseen by Nintendo usually comes out pretty damn good. Everybody had the same worries about Retro Studios handling Metroid Prime. And look how awesome that turned out.
They won't let them stray too far. No. Nintendo won't.
And I feel like it's the same thing for Metal Gear Rising, honestly. I mean, even though Kojima... And, you know, I have said before, and I will reiterate, that I not only, when the announcement was made, was concerned about Metal Gear Rising, I was actually really annoyed by Kojima's attitude towards it, because he almost seemed to be purposely distancing himself from the game. I have a feeling, even though he's not, you know, maybe directly overseeing it as much as he is Peace Walker, he's not going to let anything go out with the Metal Gear name on it that he hasn't looked at and approved. He's not going to let some crazy business go out there that he doesn't want attached to the Metal Gear name, regardless of whether he's the executive, you know, producer on it day after day, or just the guy signing the notes at the end of the day.
Well, you got to look at it from this perspective too. Did you ever consider the fact that Peace Walker comes out first? So maybe he's focusing on that because it's the first one out. I mean, what have we heard about Rising since they announced it? Zip, nothing.
Not much. Well, I mean, what I think I kind of got annoyed because he kind of acted like Peace Walker was the true Metal Gear game, and that Rising was just like the, you know.
The hand-me-down.
Something to put out there to make people happy, but he didn't really care about it.
Well, that pisses me off, too, because, Metal Gear Solid, the next iteration's on the PSP.
Right.
You're alienating an assload of your fans.
Right.
PS3 and the PS2 and consoles for as long as the game can be remembered. I don't care how much, like, Kojima likes the PSP. That's not the place to be playing Metal Gear.
Well, and, I mean, to be 100% honest with you, I like the Metal Gear games. I'm not a guy like Zero or even Gambus that really, really loves everything Metal Gear. I do think Metal Gear Solid 1 is a fantastic piece of game design. But to me, the whole four-player co-op seems completely ridiculous and out of place.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It seems completely ridiculous and out of place to have four snakes running around. I'm sure they'll find some way to explain it, but it seems really silly to me. So.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
All right. Second question says, I'm only 17, so I don't have to worry about budgeting my income quite yet.
True dat.
But I do eat a lot of ramen with an egg and hot sauce cooked in it because it's cheap and quick and delicious.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds like what they do over in Japan.
What budget food have you incorporated into your life in the past or present, and what have you customized it with?
Okay.
No, that's already good.
Gambus ought to have some great ones.
Oh, good. Throw up.
Yeah, start your throwing up now. I buy these canned soups that are made for microwaving. I bought this one called Sirloin Burger.
Campbell's Chunky Sirloin Burger.
Campbell's Chunky. It's delicious.
That shit ain't cheap, though.
No.
That stuff's expensive,
man. It's like $2 a can.
Yeah.
Well, where I go to, it's actually less than $2. But, what I usually do is I go to the snack machine and buy Fritos? Not Pringles.
They're not potato chips.
They're not chips. They're Cheetos.
Oh, Cheetos.
Yeah.
I don't like where this is going.
And what I basically do is I just take the bag, smash the bag up into like a
powder,
like a powder, and just sprinkle it on the soup. Kind of like an alternative to crackers on the soup.
No, not really.
You put Cheetos in your soup?
Just for the sirloin burger.
Oh my God!
Wow. Yeah, that's weird.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's actually pretty good. It goes well with it.
No.
I will have to disagree.
No, I do love ramen noodles a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I think I've told the story on here before that when I beat Shinmu, I had my tonsils out or my wisdom teeth out recently, and so I was eating a ridiculous amount of ramen noodles when I beat Shinmu. Mm-hmm. And so now, literally, every time I think of Shinmu or see video of Shinmu, I smell and taste ramen noodles. And every time I eat ramen noodles, I think of Shinmu. Every time. It's completely and utterly linked. They're completely and utterly linked to each other in my brain.
I'll tell you another thing that I did at work a couple times was there's these noodles. It's in a bowl, not a cup. And what I do is... This isn't really cheap. I've only done this a couple times, not always, so it's kind of like, you know, every once in a great while. I'll buy a thing of teriyaki beef jerky, and I will actually put the teriyaki beef jerky in the noodles and then pour hot water over the noodles, and it'll rehydrate the teriyaki beef jerky, and it's like when you look at it, it actually looks really good because it's like meat intermixed with the noodles, and it actually tastes pretty decent.
That's probably the closest thing we'll get to normal from Gambus Con.
Yeah.
Do you just like sit around and like think up the most inane concoctions?
But that's close to normal though, because there's beef and noodles.
Yeah, but who's the normal?
Who puts fucking beef jerky in noodles? Like, seriously, who thinks about that?
It's just hardened beef, pretty much.
Yeah, I understand that, but who thinks that?
Like, I'm going to go get a package of beef jerky and throw it in my spaghetti. I mean, like, who sits and thinks that?
Again, coming from Gambus, it's the closest thing to normal.
I also enjoy, as far as cheap food goes, I love some grilled cheese.
Oh yeah,
which I like to put. I like to eat my grilled cheese with sweet relish.
Oh my god!
Or sweet pickles if I have sweet pickles.
You know,
I'd rather have Gambus's concoction of the sirloin.
Don't knock it till you try it. You know what else is fantastic? Is grilled cheese made with one slice of American cheese and one slice of pepper jack cheese. That is a phenomenal grilled cheese sandwich.
That does sound pretty good.
And I also love macaroni and cheese. And to take some better cheddar, which is, you know, the smoked sausage with cheese inside it, cut it up and put it in the macaroni and cheese.
I just like to put hamburger in my macaroni and cheese.
There you go.
Cook up some hamburger chunks.
Some cheesy
Mac.
That
sounds pretty good, yeah.
Isn't that hamburger helper?
Some hamburger Mac.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Man, I'm getting hungry.
I think this isn't cheap, but the weirdest thing I do is if I sometimes when I go to Arby's, I like to take my roast beef off of the bun and just eat it like that, and then I take my french fries, because I'll get the home-style french fries, and I will put them in the bun and make a french fry sandwich.
Wow, that's a little weird.
That's the weirdest thing I've seen you do.
That is a little weird.
You know something? I might try that someday.
It's delicious.
I might try that.
It's delicious. I don't know why it's delicious, but it's delicious.
I'm trying to think of weird food combos that I eat. My wife thinks the grilled cheese and relish thing is really weird.
I don't blame her.
I don't either.
All you got to do is, if I've got sweet pickles, I prefer that. Because then I just lay a pickle on top of the grilled cheese and eat it one bite at a time. You know what I mean?
I put the pickle inside.
Yeah, you can do that.
I bet
yeah.
he does put the pickle inside.
Oh, snap.
But if I don't have any sweet pickles in the house, then I just use sweet relish and I just put it on top.
Oh, God,
take
relish.
A big old bite.
Oh.
Dude, relish is. I could eat relish on anything. That's the truth.
Oh, that's gross.
Hot dogs.
I love relish.
Did Hot you put dogs. Relish in your macaroni and cheese?
No. But I could, but no. I like
Even
relish
I
on
that.
I like relish on French fries.
Oh,
I could
God.
Eat sweet relish on anything.
Oh, that's gross.
I go to Red Robin. You ever eat Red Robin?
Oh, yes. Red Robin's delicious.
Their yes. relish there is fantastic. It's like this red pepper sweet relish, and I just get a cup of it and dip the fries in it and eat the
so
relish
gross.
And the fries.
That's so gross.
I don't know. I might try that.
I'm telling you, it's phenomenal.
You might try that.
You should get sweet relish at Red Robin and eat it with the fries. It's fantastic.
Mm. Oh, God, you guys are gross.
I'm trying to think if there's any other weird food stuff.
Of course, if I try that, I'll have to be by myself.
Yeah, you'd have to be by yourself. Yeah. You don't want to do that on a date.
Yeah.
I do.
You don't want to be like, you don't want to do weird stuff on a date like the boogeyman and drink an entire plate of blood on your first date.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Of course, he ended up marrying her, but...
I do put French fries. I do put French fries on my McDonald's cheeseburgers.
That's not that weird. I don't think that's that weird.
Yeah, I would put French fries on my hamburger when I was in grade school.
Yeah, I remember you used to put French fries on your...
Or like, you know what else is good is Lay's potato chips or Ruffles potato chips on a turkey sandwich? Like that?
I just like potato turkey. Chips
yeah,
on
that's
bread.
Pretty good too. Yeah, potato chips on bread
potato
can be
chip
good.
Sandwich is good. I like yeah. a potato chip sandwich.
Really? Okay.
I like to eat sometimes. Every now and then, as a nice snack, I just like to eat a couple slices of cheese.
Oh yeah,
I think that's a good snack.
Oh.
Even though it's not really, you know, cheese is meant to accompany things, but I think cheese by itself,
you know
is
what,
pretty
you know
phenomenal
what cheese
sometimes.
Is really good with.
What?
Get those little cheddar cubes with yeah. some hot fries.
Oh, I bet that is.
Oh,
I bet that is phenomenal.
That's delicious.
Oh man,
I bet that is phenomenal.
Oh,
the weirdest thing I've done recently was I have the big bar bottle of barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some of those packs of ham and turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't like where this is going.
The ham and turkey I would microwave for about a minute to get it warm, and then I would just put barbecue sauce on it and cut it up and eat it.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
I could eat that.
It's pretty good.
This boy bleeds barbecue sauce, though. You would think he was Southern instead of Italian. All right, we'll move on. He says, yeah, and stuff.
Yeah.
There you go. Next question comes from DC Halfont. I guess that's how you say that.
Yeah, DC Halfont. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't know.
I like this question.
He says, "Mein Kampf or the Bible, which provides a better moral guide?"
Wow.
Well, that depends.
Excuse me?
That depends on whether you believe in saving people or genocide. Your pick.
If you believe in genocide, I hope you don't listen to this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find the Bible to be a very competent moral guide.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with that one.
But, I mean, Mein Kampf is, you know, it's not, you know, there's other stuff there. It's not just
well, yeah.
genocide, and but
it's you don't just open the book and say kill everybody.
Well, I mean, it's no, it's the justification for the genocide.
Right.
It's a little pop up book.
Yeah,
it's got like two words per page. You just flip through it real quick.
Yeah,
all right.
It's basically a novel of propaganda.
Yeah,
that for some reason has been legitimized over the years by some people.
Right. We're going to do one more question. This is a fun one. A lot of parts. Mm. Chuck Bartowski says, what would you rather have your kids compete head-to-head in? An FPS, providing you allow whatever game, a fighting game, or an RTS?
I think in the spirit of pure competition, it's got to be a fighting game.
I agree.
Mm. Throw down the gauntlet.
K-Dub?
Well, I'll go with first-person shooter.
You are the odd man out.
Yeah. Not really
only because
because fighting.
He's not very good at fighting games, so his kids probably won't.
Well,
play.
He ain't no good at first person shooters.
I'm not really good at any games, so but the ones that I do like, I will. You know, they will like.
I'm gonna laugh when he has a child and it whoops his ass in Halo,
and then he throws a controller up against the wall
at his son.
At his son.
Alright, number two, has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go what do you what? Look like I can't read this question. I'm literally reading it word for word. Has anyone really been far, even as decided to use, even go want to do look more alike?
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Apparently, and his third question is, do you know any other languages? I do now. I read that verbatim.
Oh, Mr. Bartowski, you're killing me.
So I'm going to skip the second question because I don't even know what that said. But know any other...
Maybe it's asking maybe if any of us have done anything to look like each other.
No.
That's what I take from it. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
I covered myself with a chia pet once to look like Gambus Khan. Then I got in the shower and it just grew.
Oh.
Alright. Do you know any other languages, Gambus, besides the language of love?
No, that's it. I took a couple years worth of Francais. Je m'appelle Gambus Khan. Yeah.
Is that as far as you got with 2 years?
Yes, that is. I forgot, like...
I know a substantial amount of Spanish, but I don't know that I can actually speak to somebody in Spanish.
Yeah. Je suis de France.
I had 3 years of high school German and 2 semesters of college German, but I don't really remember most of it. And then I can do the normal stuff. Like, I can count in English, Spanish, Japanese.
I hope you can count in English.
Barely. Just barely. Functional level.
Let me
level
see. Deux, trois, quatre, cinq, something, six.
Trois.
Trois,
David Blaine reference. Hurting my feelings.
Je suis trois,
Yeah. So I think I can count to 10 in, like, 4 different languages and, like, to 103.
To 103 different languages. Alright, next question. Would you rather get punched in the nuts 50 times or punched in the stomach 80 times? I will take the stomach any day of the week.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could punch me 800 times in the stomach as opposed to 50 in the nuts.
I don't know how well I could take the punches to the stomach anymore.
Dude, but you're nuts.
Yeah,
you're nuts.
True. Dude, I couldn't take 2 punches to the nuts.
Yeah, after the third one, you probably couldn't even use that part of your body again, dude.
That wouldn't be a problem for you, right?
Right.
Oh!
Snap!
Oh.
What about you, K-Dub?
That was a low blow.
Yeah, I'd take the 50 punches, the 80 punches to the stomach.
To the gut.
Yeah.
Which, I speak French a little bit, by the way, so...
Thank you for saving me
on that question.
Speak it then.
What? Not speak it? You lost your opportunity.
Jim Appel.
Jim Appel. Throw the controller out. Oh, good. Can you spin a pencil around your fingers or thumb?
As Zero Tolerance does it as we speak.
I'm doing it right now.
Yes, I can as well.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah.
K Dub, I don't want to. I don't want to. You know.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Speak up, son.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of.
Answer. Kind of, sort of.
All right. Transformers or G.I. Joe, not including the new movies.
G.I. Joe.
Transformers.
Transformers.
Here's the thing.
Don't thing this.
Yeah. Here is the thing. The thing. In terms of the animated cartoon, Transformers.
I'm the only one that's going to say G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
In terms of the comic books, which is a completely different continuity for both Transformers and G.I. Joe, in terms of the comic books, I will say G.I. Joe.
How come you could never just pick one? Why do you have to make everything so damn complicated? G.I. Joe.
Okay, here's the deal. How about toys?
toys.
Judging solely all toys.
Good God, Transformers.
No, I still gotta say, I still gotta say G.I. Joe.
Even though I love the Zartan figure. Because he could change blue in the in the sunlight.
Yeah.
Even though he does look like a member of the Village People.
He does, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus. Transformers.
Yeah.
All right. What video game franchises should Uwe Boll shit on?
Let's see here.
Dude, I want him to make a Two Worlds game movie.
Dude, that would be awesome. That'd probably be the only time ever when the movie was actually better than the game.
I don't know if Uwe Boll's directing it.
It could still probably be better than the game.
You know, I would actually be curious of how epically bad that he would be able to screw up Metal Gear Solid.
I wouldn't want to know that. But he wants to know what he wants us to... What to
he
shit
should Uwe Boll should make the Shenmue movie.
Dude. The dialogue wouldn't be any worse, that's for sure.
Have you seen any sailors?
I think you should make a Cocteau Chojin movie.
Or that's offensive.
You know, if he made a Shenmue movie, the game would actually have better acting in it. So.
Be a shame. He likes to pick up some obscure franchises too, Dungeon Siege.
Yeah,
so
because they're dirt cheap,
he should make a Drakan, the Ancient Gates.
No, he should make an Oddworld movie.
Oh, God.
Oh my God!
Wasn't there rumors of an Oddworld movie at some point?
Yeah,
way back when PS2 was still new.
Yeah.
What about you, K-Dub? What movie do you think he should shit on?
He shouldn't shit on anything. He's awful.
He should hold it in.
He should hold it in.
No game, good or bad, deserves his treatment of shit.
All right, next question. Favorite catchphrase in a game, movie, comic, etc.? Oh! Ugh. I watched a movie last night that I wanted to work this in. My favorite catchphrase from a movie, I am not the one with whom to fuck.
Yeah. I am not the one with whom to fuck.
Yes.
What was that in?
Ron Perlman in Alien Resurrection.
Yep.
Oh.
Yes.
That's the worst quote ever.
Oh, that movie is full of some of the worst quotes ever.
I remember seeing that movie and walking out of the theater and almost completely forgetting what I just saw.
Ron Perlman.
I am not the one with whom to fuck.
Interesting.
There you go. That's mine.
My favorite quote from a video game. That's a tough one.
Meryl!
Anakin!
Colonel! Hepatitis!
Well, while you're thinking, I have one from a movie, and I posted it on Twitter a while back. It was from The Goods, Live Hard, Sell Hard. It's Will Ferrell's character. Yeah, I can't really set it up, but I'll just say what he said. It's... just made me fucking just laugh out loud hysterically, was something did bounce my butthole through my face.
That makes no sense.
You have to watch it for it to make sense.
I don't know a quote like that. I don't know if I want to watch it.
Funniest line I've heard in a while.
My favorite quote from a game, I guess, probably is...
I'd sharpened a pencil in my butt, now I need a Band-Aid.
What is that from?
That's from Family Guy.
Oh,
I saw that episode the other day and I started laughing again. I shoved a pistol in my butt, now I need a Band-Aid.
My favorite quote from a game is probably in Legacy of Kain: Blood Omen, when he goes in to see the king who's grieving over his daughter, and the king's squire says, you can't see the king, he's in mourning. And Cain walks forward and says, he'll mourn his kingdom soon. And then he picks the guy up by the throat and says, and he'll mourn you a lot sooner if you don't get out of my way. That's probably my favorite quote.
Man, he was just a bad mofo, man. Let me think. This might not be my favorite catchphrase, but it is a strange one, and one that gets... That makes me chuckle just thinking about it. And it's actually from a Japanese anime. It's from an English dub of an anime called Angel Cop.
Wow.
I'm glad you ended that with a P.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I was like, what kind of movie is you watching there?
Yeah.
Angel cock.
And the quote is...
There's a little halo around it.
Oh, God. The quote is... Here it goes. If this is justice, then I am a banana.
What?
Nice. No, you know what's a good quote? Do you remember the movie Gen X Cops?
Oh, yes, Gen X Cops.
There's a scene where they're getting ready to kill a guy, and he's like, there's a line in hell.
Yeah. Well, he says, I had a dream.
I had a dream, and I was in hell, and there was a line to fuck your mother up the ass.
The thing is, he builds it up. It's like a 5-minute conversation. He's like, I had a dream that I was in hell, and there were all these people just in a line, and I was in the line too, and I was just wondering, well, what was at the end of the line, and the line was, and that was the end of it. And I remember just laughing hysterically at that part. I mean, that just came out of nowhere.
All right, we need to move on.
Oh, that's hilarious.
To finish this out, which games define niche?
Ico.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh.
I wouldn't even say that.
That's kind of niche.
Kind of. I mean, it's not really. I mean, I don't think anything that sells well enough to be a platinum hit is really niche.
Psychonauts?
Psychonauts was a niche title. I don't even know that that was a niche title. It was just
Man, quit arguing with everything.
It's just one that didn't sell well. I mean, to me, a niche title is like that. What's the name of the shooter with all the naked men in it?
Choaniki?
Yeah, that's a niche title.
Sperm Rocket.
Yeah.
Or Irritating Stick.
Yeah, Irritating
Stick.
No,
that was just
a
crappy
title.
Game.
Or like any of those crazy, very, very Japanese games, I would consider niche titles.
K-Dub, you got one?
I would need to say, I agree with Ryan, I'd say Katamari is niche.
That's, yeah, somewhat niche.
Yeah.
And there was a game on the PS2 that was very Japanese. I don't remember the title, but on the artwork on the cover was a guy with a red face with the top of his head exploding.
Yeah, that's Crisis. Incredible Crisis, yes.
Yep.
That was PS1.
Incredibly niche, which is, it was a good game. I enjoyed it, but I think that's niche.
Yeah.
All right. What game describes what the F? That'd be Nobi Nobi Boy.
Yeah. Also Incredible Crisis.
Average. What game describes average?
Oh, what best describes average?
Oh, there's so many to pick from.
Yeah. Section 8. Oh, you bitch. I will come to your house and I will cut you in the face.
Funky?
Funky is the next one?
Yeah.
Toe Jam and Earl playing Funkatron.
That's funky.
Parappa the Rapper.
Parappa the Rapper's funky. Controversial.
Manhunt.
Manhunt, extremely controversial.
Also, average.
I thought it was mediocre myself. Yeah,
I fucking hated Manhunt.
All right, how many DJ heroes do you think there will be this year and next year? I predict one.
Yeah, I only predict one DJ hero. Now, if you ask me how many hero games there will be next year, I'd say 6.
At least.
Yeah, right around that ballpark.
DS or GBA?
Ooh.
I'd go with DS with a GBA slot.
Yeah, yes!
Boom! The original DS with a GBA slot.
Can't go wrong with that.
All right, last one. Which way do stairs go?
Up and down.
Nope. They either, hey, some stairs go up, some stairs go down. I mean,
let's say they go left and right, because when you're looking at them, they're left and right.
You're fucked up.
They're all hurt.
Yeah. Only you would think that. Okay.
All I know is at the top of the stairs, there's a line of people waiting to fucking
Thing is, the directions that the
I couldn't even say that. I had
That's
to,
the great line.
The direction that the stairs go is
irrelevant to where they've been.
Completely dependent on your perspective.
Apparently your perspective is an M.C. Escher painting.
Yes.
Because you see shit sideways. Oh, did I hit crazy stairs?
It's the crazy stairs. Oh, my God. All
right, we got to get to tweets. I didn't realize how deep we were in. Yeah, let's do tweets. Let's go, go, go.
We're in deep.
All right, Chuck Bartowski 1 says, discuss why The World Ends With You is better than Mass Effect 2 and every other RPG or game with RPG elements.
I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoons.
That's why. It's because it's emo and they wear face paint.
Yeah, dude, I am in disagreement with that statement. So
about raccoon families?
Both.
Oh.
One of them was a mother raccoon, and the other a father raccoon.
Hmm.
And there was a boy raccoon and a girl raccoon, and they made up a dance about that family.
Okay.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thanks to Frustrated Fury and H-Dogger for retweeting the other day when you posted that the podcast was live.
Sure.
What was that?
That
the
was,
podcast was live?
That was a special. That was a special guest appearance by 13-year-old Ryan Wombold. Verk says, playing some FIFA 10 while listening to the N4G podcast and Bitmob. Scruff Money says, for your next podcast, Gambus, Kellen 2000 is a friend of mine. Try suggesting Pokemon or Might and Magic. I believe that was in reference to a
DS game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, certainly.
Yes.
So let's see. Judo Chin X says, I didn't know you guys did a podcast. Downloading the latest episode now. Well,
yeah.
I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope you listened to this one. So, see, Vigilante 8 says, indeed. I don't know why he says indeed. Says, why is that music playing in the background?
I can give you some background music.
When was the last time you each rode a bicycle? I bet $20 it's been years, LOL. Was it a good or bad experience? Thanks.
That was well played.
The last time I rode a bicycle was the last time I was in Canada, which was 3 years ago.
Dude, I think the last time I rode a bicycle was when I was in grade school. Which has been a long time ago. I'm not going to age myself.
I think
it was a good experience, by the way.
I think I'm on the same boat as you. I think it's been about 3 years.
You were in Canada?
Yeah, I was on that same boat in Canada.
There's a boat in Canada?
Take a boat. I just drove.
What about you,
actually,
Kato?
Actually, it was a boot.
A boot.
Oh, snap. What about you, K-Dub? I'm going to give K-Dub some music.
I never rode a bike.
You never rode a bike?
Never rode a bike.
Ever?
Ever.
Are you serious?
No, I'm saying it for my health.
Yeah, what the fuck? You never in your life rode a bicycle.
That is correct, sir.
Wow.
Did you have a phobia of bicycles?
It's a long story. I don't want to get into it.
Oh,
it's not a phobia, though.
Let's see. Frustrated Fury says... Oh, Frustrated Fury gave us a follow Friday, as did Lee Kelly 1, as did Jay Borsick, as did Josh CW, as did H-Dogger.
Yeah,
so thank you to all of them
monster.
For the follow Fridays.
Thank you, thank you.
Vigilante 8 says, have any of you seen the Tester show on PS3?
No, but I know one of the N4G users is on there.
Really?
Yeah, UNC Cyrus.
Really?
He is on the show.
Really?
Nice. Yes.
Mm. So we
so
should,
plug to him.
Yeah, yeah, we should give a shout out. Yeah.
Yeah, he is on the show, so that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the show's free too.
I hope so. It's a reality show.
Yeah, it's a free download, and I was going to download it the other night, but I was in the middle of downloading the Yakuza 3 demo, which I never completely downloaded it because it took forever.
Did you see the Penny Arcade about the Tester?
Yeah,
that was a great
yeah, that was
Penny
fantastic.
Arcade where they show the guys like, this is what you win. Now you get to play Dora the Explorer for 200 hours. And every time you run into a bug, you have to write a 3-page report.
And then he says, if Gambus were there, I think he would win just by being there and his awesomeness.
This is true.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
DizLabboy916 says, should your preference of genre impact your review? For example, should someone review Halo or Call of Duty if they hate shooters?
No.
It is of my opinion that if you are either fanatically obsessed with a genre or you hate a genre, you shouldn't be reviewing those games.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're going to be a game reviewer that's not reviewing for like a niche site that only reviews a certain genre, you need to be kind of well-rounded in the games that you like.
Yeah.
I think. That's just my opinion.
Indeed, I agree.
Because if you're like hyper, I love every JRPG ever released, and one comes out that's average, you're going to score it higher than probably it deserves. And just like if you hate JRPGs and one comes out that's good, you're going to score it lower than it deserves.
Furry and brown.
Oh.
Oh, that's awesome. Jay Marungo says, what's good, M4G crew?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, fine.
Not our show.
You do not say that.
Jay Borsick says, hey guys, Bioshock 2 multiplayer next weekend for everybody?
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Sure.
If I can make it, I will be there.
Do you know what a pediatrician is?
I do, yes. I used to have one when I was a child.
Excellent.
You tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now?
I tell her to hurry up and throw some clothes on before her parents get home.
Yeah, I'd be like...
Right now, if you can.
I would tell her, come on, Eileen.
The look on Zero's face during that exchange.
Oh my god, that was the coolest look ever.
All right, says, have a great show, fellas. So
yes.
Thank you to Jay Borsick. And congratulations to Jay Borsick for having his first two reviews for ZTGameDomain.com.
Yeah.
God.
DizLawboy916 says, how about having a roundtable discussion with you're laughing already, with the walrus voices, but as video game characters.
Oh, God.
I need a good laugh.
Video game characters as walrus voices?
I knew that was going to be the first one that came out. Do we do any other?
It's me, Bubberbyall.
It's me, Walrus.
Pikachu, Bubberbyall. Pikachu, Bubberbyall.
I choose you, Walrus.
Link never talks, so if you wanted to do him, you just have to go.
Or you could be the fairy. Listen.
Listen. Hey. I'm not the one with whom to fuck.
Hey, I'm Ezio. All right, moving on. Jay Borsick says, also, who is everyone's favorite stand-up comedian? His is Jeff Dunham or Dane Cook.
I have to go with Dane Cook. Even though he had a really crappy album a couple years ago, his new one was great.
Jeff Dunham is pretty good.
I still like Chappelle, too.
Yes.
Yeah, my favorite stand-up comedian of all time is Eddie Murphy, but as far as people that are currently doing stand-up, I like Dane Cook. I like Jeff Dunham, too, I guess. He's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I used to like Brian Regan.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I used to like Brian Regan. That was the only other thing I was going to say.
Before he died, I liked Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, he was pretty funny, too.
And then I stumbled upon this one, Gabriel Iglesias. He's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that guy.
Yeah,
the really
I think
big
I've seen
guy.
Him too.
Yeah,
yeah, he's funny. Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
Let's see.
What? No love for Gallagher?
No. I got love
you guys
for...
want to smash some fruit?
I got love for Black Gallagher.
Black Gallagher, that's a great sketch. All right, Eddie I got warrants. Eddie Bishop says, just wanted to say hey. Hey.
Hey.
So hey.
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 Oh my lord.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, hey, hey.
Article 31 says, when I posted the call for tweets, I said recording is a go, listener tweets activate. And so and so he said, self-destruct imminent.
Furry and brown.
Let it never be said that we're not as geeky as geek gets. Dizlauboy916 says, who would win in a fight, Jack Shepard or Sawyer from Lost? And who is your favorite character from the show? I don't watch Lost, so
Sawyer would beat his ass.
Yeah, so
I do.
Jack would whoop on him.
No, no, man. Sawyer's too much of a badass.
Yeah.
I think Jack's got that hidden badass. I think he'd whoop on him.
No, he'd just run out of breath. He'd be like...
And he and he would look at him with big eyes.
We gotta get on this island.
I don't know. I think Jack. Okay, here's how it go. If it's a straight up street fight with no interruptions at all, I would say Sawyer would win.
Once again, why can't you just ever fucking pick one?
But here's the thing: in the middle of the fight, Jack will say something to Sawyer that will just get to him so much that it'll give Jack the advantage. So it depends on if there's an interruption. So if it's a straight up fight, Sawyer will win, but Jack always has something up his sleeve.
You guys are breathing like that. It reminded me of the part in Knocked Up where he's on the exercise bike and he's like, I'm breathing like James Gandolfini over here.
What he's eating James Gandolfini when he's like, well, that's a good stop.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I would say I would go with. I like Desmond a lot.
Yes,
Desmond's a great character.
Yeah, Desmond's one of my favorite characters in the whole show.
And Hurley.
Yeah, and Hurley. Yeah.
And then he says, "Who's hotter, Claire or Kate?" By the way, he's a Lost fanboy.
I hate Kate.
You hate Kate, or you hate Kate?
No, I hate her.
Well, I mean, are we just going for straight up looks?
Yeah.
I say Claire.
I go for a straight up punch in Kate's face.
Wow. That's abusive.
I don't like her at all, so I will go with Claire.
I would probably go with Penny.
That wasn't an option.
Actually, I think he would go for Russo.
Oh, snap. Oh.
I'd go with Penny.
Russo.
That wasn't an option.
Claire or Kate? Doesn't say anything about Penny anywhere in here.
Yeah, did we not just have this conversation about picking one?
Are you talking about Penny from the old Pee-wee's Playhouse?
No.
With the pennies for eyes?
No, I'm talking...
Make a lick of hive and the honey. Smack that honey.
Hamsters are good. Birthday parties are real good. Drugs are bad. I would never do drugs.
Oh, God.
Penny was awesome.
Go ahead.
Anyway. I know, I'd say... It'd be kind of a toss-up between Claire and Kate. I'd probably say Claire, probably.
Lee Kelly 1 says, hey, guys, hope you have a great show. Thank you, we appreciate that.
Indeed.
He says he just started Mass Effect 1 because he got a 360 in November, and he's loving it.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, wait till you play the second one.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait till you get the second one. Fixer says, yeah, Bioshock 2 multiplayer. Come on, Wombat and Gambus. Yeah, next time you guys play, I'll try and be on there, I promise.
When you were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
I like to ride bikes, and I like to play guns. Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like to dress up as a raccoon and ballet dance.
You know, when I was little, I would eat plants.
Well, that explains it all.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Everything has been explained now.
I used to eat. Did you talk to like last night about the things that you wonder about? Well, when you're wondering about something, you can always ask the people you love about it.
So if you're wondering about whether or not to eat plants, ask Gambus Khan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't do it.
And Fixer says George Carlin's his favorite comedian.
Oh, there's a classic.
Yeah.
Oh, I love George Carlin.
Dylan MMC says, hey, guys, I got nothing to say.
That's all right, dude. Hey. The last two hours.
For the last 145 episodes. Dizlauboy916 says, question for Zero. How important is a website's Alexa ranking? He says the GamerAccess.com, which is the site that he does stuff for, is about 150K. And he says that's not a cheap plug, but it totally is. nothing but love for you. But
Alexa ranking is an interesting endeavor because the only thing it counts are people who have Alexa toolbars. So it's nice to have a high Alexa ranking, but I don't know that it's imperative.
All that important.
The most important thing to have is good Google keywords. Mm-hmm. Be ranked high on Google and you will succeed.
Oh. Nook Swiss Gin, I assume is how you said
awesome.
It.
That is awesome.
It's NUKSWIZZGEN. So I assume it's Nook Swiss Gin.
Sweet.
Oh. Says, keep putting on a show, guys. Good show, guys. I love it. So thank you. We appreciate
try.
That very much.
Gambus
I don't. I don't remember us ever putting on a good show, but I appreciate that for
sure. The only time we didn't was when Gambus wasn't here.
I don't ever. Oh yeah, that was the one when you showed up at the very very end to rescue the show.
Yeah.
You felt the pull from your house that we were having a terrible show without.
We would have been canceled.
Yeah.
Had he not showed up.
We do this show. We do this show for free, and we would have been canceled. ShotCaller33 says, what it do, N4G crew? Says, congrats to Gambus on the successful date.
Smooches.
Oh, thank
says,
you. Thank you.
Remember to play this next time, and he linked to Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Oh.
When I get that feeling.
I wish I had the Twitter up on the PC.
Sexual
I'd play
Sexual smooching.
Sexual smooching.
Sexual
chocolate.
Silly Ace says, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
It says, thanks for adding me on Xbox if you did.
I did.
I think I did, too. It says, did zero...
Silly Ace.
Silly Ace. Silly AC3 is how it's written out. Says, did Zero ever complete Ratchet Crack in Time?
No, it's on my pile of shame.
And what were his thoughts? But
I love the game. I do.
You just haven't finished it.
I didn't finish it because I got to a point that upset me. And I'm a noob at Ratchet games, so I suck at it. But I do want to finish it. I really, really like that game.
REMGS says, do you guys ever play the Olympic video games?
I used to. I really did used to like to play those. I think Track and Field and Track and Field 2 were like my favorite games on the NES.
I liked Track and Field using the power pad.
Yeah.
But that was the only way I liked Track and Field.
But these new ones, just not been very good.
Yeah, I don't like any game like that where I'm forced to tap between two buttons really fast. I don't like those
games.
I'm
too old
usually.
For that now.
Yeah, me too.
My fingers aren't fast enough for that business.
I had Winter Olympics for the Atari 2600.
Oh, that was a great game.
Yeah, because it didn't really rely on fast. I think it might have did rely on fast tapping, but I remember it actually probably relied more on actual timing of the button presses than the speed.
Was it Epix or Epix? I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it was Epix, EPYX Olympics on the Commodore 64 when I was a kid, which was awesome because it played digitized national anthem music for your country when you won. It was awesome. But no, I don't play any of the more recent ones. He says, do you get the fever to play them even knowing that the games aren't very good because it's Olympics time?
I always want to play them, but I always remember how much I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't enjoy those games. What about you, K-Dub?
Not anymore. Back in the PS1, I did a lot, but not anymore.
Yeah. And that wraps it up for Twitter shoutouts.
Sweet.
As always, if you aren't following us on Twitter, follow us at N4G Podcast. Also follow us individually at ZTGD, at Killer Wolverine, at Gambus Khan, at R Wombold. That's WOMBOLD. And you can follow us on Facebook too if you want. You can friend us on Facebook too. And become a fan of N4G on Facebook.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Anything else?
And we really appreciate it if you would leave us a review on iTunes.
We love some iTunes reviews.
Yes.
They make us smile.
Yes, they're quite sexy.
Wow. I don't know about that. Did you show your girl our iTunes reviews?
No.
Did you let her listen to our show?
No.
Don't.
I bet she won't.
However, she... Yeah. Begin the music. Guess what her first impression of me was?
What?
When we did the Journey music video.
Really?
Yes.
She looked you up on YouTube?
No, I
you sent her the link?
Sent her a link.
Nice.
To the YouTube video.
And she went out with you after the Journey video?
I was a little concerned. I was just like, you know.
You know what? She's gotta buy in whole hog. So yeah. she's gotta take sexy, sophisticated Gambus with singing Journey at the top of his lungs, Gambus.
Yeah, it was crazy because I was just like, you know, I'm just going to send her this, and if she thinks I'm a terrible singer, then that's cool. But if she thought it was funny, that's even better. And the next thing I know, I received a message that said, OMG, you are so funny.
Nice. See?
And it kind of went on from there.
Dude, you got to know what you're buying into before.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to know. Because
otherwise,
getting,
you just fake.
She's got to know how much Gambus Con she's getting.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, she will not be listening to this episode.
Don't ever send her the link.
Yeah.
Don't ever send her the link to this episode. Yeah. But if he does,
she'll know you eat plants.
But if he does send you the link to this episode, Gambus is an awesome guy. And
thank you.
He used to eat plants, but he doesn't eat plants anymore, as far as I know.
No, I don't.
And he is also not related to any walrus sigh. Walruses? Walrus?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think we're done.
K-Dub, you got any closing comments?
I got to pee.
I'm not in any hurry.
Nice.
All right, fine.
Have you ever dressed up like a raccoon and did ballet dancing?
Yesterday.
Nice. Were you the mama raccoon or the father raccoon?
Can you find the cat?
All right.
Anyway, I'm done.
Are we done?
I'm done.
All right, let's call it a day.
We're done. Mr. Khan, say we're done.
Here it goes.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gambus Con!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! And...
I always move in anger.
Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.